Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people, it's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Buzz, and the pronunciation again?
Dominatrices.
They are here.
Yes, they are.
Just let me say, have you seen the movie Exit to Eden with, with Rosie O'Donnell?
And that leather outfit she's wearing.
These girls, oh, they have light bulbs.
Oh, my. They God. Have light bulbs, Don.
Bring them in. Look at these girls.
Hi there. Hi, ladies.
Hey, you know what? And now, these girls, unlike the dominatrix from New Mexico,
right?
These girls are dressed like I expect a dominatrix to be.
A round of applause for our dominatrix side.
They got the black leather clingy stuff. They got the big push-up stuff for their boobs.
You look like you enjoy your work, ladies.
And they're covered with tattoos. And
step right over to the microphone.
They got, oh boy, like look like dog collars and all kinds of them. Girls, who's who here? Hi, who's who?
Go ahead.
I'm Mistress Vendela.
And I'm Lady Devon.
Mistress Vendela.
Now, which one of you is the baddest? And by baddest, you know what I mean. I'm speaking like today's youngsters. Who's the baddest?
Depends on what situation we're in.
Oh, they're nasty. They're nasty. You can tell already. Hi, Rob. Rob, you're not paying attention over there.
Oh, no. You know, today, Rob Spiewak, hey, is that a push-up bra you're wearing?
No.
So that's natural?
Push-up bra.
That you don't have a bra on?
And these are very real, too.
They are very real?
Very real.
And your how many tattoos do you have?
Seven.
You have seven tattoos?
Where are they?
I can see two of them.
Arm, chest, back, wrist.
Really? You girls got anything in your mouth? You know what I mean? I knew it.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, wow. Oh, my. Oh, you don't have.
My piercings are hidden.
Your piercings are hidden?
But your piercings are right up there. How many do you have?
Some are hidden.
Oh, really? How many in your tongue?
You can probably see the two.
You have your boobs are?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that hurt?
No.
You guys are real dominatrix type people.
Hey, can we see that?
Uh-huh.
Can we see?
I don't know. It depends on how well he does.
Oh, it depends on how well Rob does.
And have you gotten a look at your victim over here, ladies?
Yeah.
Bring him over. Rob, would you please come over? Here's Robert Spiewak. Come on over now to meet the two dominatrix.
Rob's looking in their little. Rob's looking in their little.
Thank you. Dallas, girls, what kind of stuff?
I see this.
Oh, they're making him take his shirt off.
God, I hope they do.
Rob, you got a heck of a tan. You've been out. Look at Rob. Look at Rob's tan.
Rob got a serious tan.
Well,
I take a 50 long. I don't know.
It looks more like burn than tan to me.
It does, but it beats that milky white thing we've seen.
They're putting him like in a straitjacket.
It's a leather straitjacket.
It's exactly like a straitjacket.
That is a straitjacket.
Fantastic.
This is boy, these ladies, Don, these ladies came to play.
They're the best. Listen, you blow that other dominatrix away already.
Yeah. Well, thank God.
We haven't done anything yet.
But yeah, it's just the tools that you're bringing in. Fantastic.
Right. Now, girls, do you have something you want to plug here today? Or?
Yeah.
You got a phone number? Or so? Okay, give it to me at the end. I'll let you do a plug at the end.
We have the only B&D, Bondage and Discipline event in Washington, D.C.
Very good.
Uh-huh. And what is that?
It's called The Crypt at the Edge.
The Crypt at the Edge.
Yes. Uh-huh. And it happens every first and third Saturday
from
2 to 9 p.m.
Where is this? Where is The Crypt at the Edge? Do you want to say?
Sure.
Okay.
56 L Street.
56 Southeast.
Okay. One block away from Tracks in the Capitol Ballroom.
Uh-huh. Oh, I have a cabin down there. Oh, man, I got an A-frame, and the fishing is great in that neighborhood.
No. It's held from 2 to 9 on the first and third Saturday. This Saturday is an event. It's called Worship the Sadistic Sun God.
Worship the Sadistic Sun God.
Looks like what Rob A's been doing. Now, listen, as it turns out,
They are now strapping Rob A. into his straitjacket, Don, and they are using the genital cup.
Hey, just left the ground.
All right, now what are we doing here? All right, now, Rob, are they putting straps, like, between your legs?
Yes. Hold on, excuse me, guys. There's an 81-year-old woman on the phone.
Okay, very good.
Let me talk to her. She's from Las Vegas. Hello, is this Ruby?
It is.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Ruby.
Hello.
How's your old tomato, Ruby?
Okay.
Pleasure to meet you. Now, you live in Las Vegas?
I do.
So the show just started down there on 105.1.
That's right.
And how are you, darling?
I'm just fine, but I want to tell you, we'd really enjoy your show.
Oh, no, let's give Ruby a round of applause.
Even that was it a Rob class? Because Rob has...
You couldn't hear Rob, Ruby, because he's in a straitjacket right now.
Rob has buckles on the end of his hands. Ruby, what can we do for you? We're right in the middle of dominating Rob's B-Wack.
Yeah, I wondered where we could purchase that fart song.
Oh, from the little boy?
Yeah.
Ruby, listen, bless your heart. You don't have to purchase that. We will we'll be glad to send that to you.
We'll send you a free tape.
Oh, bless your sweetheart.
Bless you. Let me ask you a question. Ruby, how did you manage to find our show on the radio dial in Las Vegas?
I want to tell you, we've been listening to you for many, many days. And my sister and I, she's 83. Come Monday, I'll be 84.
Oh, 84.
They're putting a leather hood on Rob.
Hey, Ruby, they're putting a leather hood on Rob right now.
Ruby, have you ever seen the movie Pulp Fiction?
No, I haven't.
Rob looks like the GIF. Oh, this is real scary.
You're scared.
Ruby, hold on a second, Ruby, and we'll be glad to send you that tape, okay?
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. God bless you, Ruby.
Thank you
very much.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me.
They have brought out all the tools.
Turn
for
on
Rob.
Some of those tools. Do those make noise, girls?
What is this now? What do we have here? Describe what we have here.
This is called a violet wand.
A violet wand. Now, what exactly?
Oh, she'll show you.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Now what she do? She's
what
hooking,
is that to?
She's hooking something up to the snap she has on the bottom of her pants.
It's going to me.
Okay. All right. Now what is that? What does that do exactly?
Okay. It's a shocking sensation. I'll let you.
It's a shock?
Huh? Oh, I don't want to do that. No, you do that with Rob. That's wait. No, do that. All right.
Hey, Mike O'Mara.
All right, touch my arm. Touch my arm and do that again. That's kind of cool. I didn't mind that at all.
Somebody's right. Into this.
All right, wait. What's happening? Okay, you're grounded, right? So that's
nothing like, you know.
Hey, listen, you're going to be grounded when you get home tonight. Your wife's going to ground you.
What's that?
Are you
going
to get in trouble for doing
this? No, I'm not. I just wanted to say. So you put that on, and then you...
What are you doing?
Oh, now I felt it. Yeah.
These girls have on outfits. Ooh, now, are your outfits made of leather, or what are they made out of?
Latex.
Rubber.
I hardly knew her. Rob has got a dog collar, a straight jacket, and the hood didn't
fit. Hey!
That shocked. She's got a device that she hooks up that allows her to touch people and shock. Don, try that on Don. Will you try that on Don?
I think that's a wicked pleasure that only you enjoy, Mike. What was that?
Stick out your hand and
shoulder. Oh, stick out my hand.
All right. Wait,
is this going to hurt?
You know, it's interesting.
Now, there's this one where it can come from my body to somebody else.
And are you plugging that into your most private of areas down there? What do you?
It has to contact my skin.
It has to contact your skin. You just happen to put that in it.
What is this?
It's like really pretty.
What is it? What is it? Oh, it lights up.
Oh, wow.
And now, how do you hurt a guy with that?
Does that hurt?
That sparks also?
All right.
Hey!
Careful.
Hey, we love this.
This is like, that looks like a Frankenstein prop. Like the two balls in the laboratory that are shooting lightning back and forth.
This is Rob's first day.
It's very light.
In his new job.
Light. Oh, yeah, I can see how this is sexy.
Rob. Now listen, if Rob had still held his old position as producer, he and I argued all the time, and I wanted him dominated because he was not doing a good job. But he's moved now to another position. It's a long story. Anyway, I don't think he needs to be dominated, especially now that you've dressed him up. And
yeah, I know. He's doing now. What is this toy that you have?
You hand it to me like I can move my hands.
Different attachment.
What is that?
Does that shock?
Do all of your...
Turn it that's very light.
Yeah, but you can see it, the electric touch your fingers.
Oh, do all these toys have to do with electricity, all of your toys?
No, it's not. We brought
I'd just like to say these are fantastic.
Well, listen, I don't want to hurt Rob. I guess that's the point.
Yes, we don't want to hurt Rob.
These guys are very, very bad. Very
all right, she's bringing out some more toys.
All right, let's pretend he's bad. Let's just pretend he's bad.
Oh, no.
What is
he?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, what
would you do with that if he was very bad? They just brought out a marital aid of the highest regard.
They're now putting a leash on Rob, Don.
Looks like a lamp.
They're putting a leash, a leopard skin leash on Robbie.
Okay, now.
He's doing very well, so he can get some attention and some caresses.
Now, you know, you don't have to.
All right, why don't you dominate him?
We don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
What if he's been bad?
We could just call it square.
Let's say he's been very bad. Even though he hasn't been very bad. But let's just pretend. What is that?
You put your thumb in that?
Is that what you would put his... It's like a little stockade for his thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to have a larger one.
All right, what else do you have in your bag of tricks?
I trapped you in that straitjacket, I know.
Yeah, that's right.
What else do you have in your bag of tricks, you bad girls?
Can you believe these toys?
Wow. These girls came equipped.
We have a couple different kinds of...
Oh, what is that?
These are... clamps that can go on various parts.
Oh, clamp his nipples. Yeah, dude, clamp his nipples,
well,
please.
Well, he's got his straight jacket
Well, through,
on.
You can do it through the straight jacket. You know, just clamp him up there. That'll be a good look.
Mike, you always know how to
accessorize.
thank you.
There she is, just clamping onto Rob's nipples.
You know, Carrie gets off work right about now. Hi, honey.
I bet Carrie's getting off about now.
That's Rob's wife into the straitjacket with the dog leash.
Now, are you going to spank him or anything? Or what do you have there?
This is for really bad boys sometimes, too, that you put...
it's another thing.
...of his anatomy.
To put a guy's thing in.
That's like it looks like a little dog muzzle.
Oh.
It's got sharp things.
Oh, that would hurt.
Oh, wow.
That's the idea.
It stays where it's at. It doesn't grow.
All right, hold on, guys. We have another call.
Fascinating.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sabrina.
Yes, hi, Sabrina.
Hi, I was just calling to say hi to Mr. Spindola.
Oh, sounds like one of your
fans. Mr. Spindola? Say hi to your friend.
Yes, my friend. I just want to say hi. And I'm listening to the show.
Okay.
Are you a dominatrix?
No, I'm her girlfriend, actually.
You're her girlfriend?
Yeah, and she can be very, very bad.
Are you lesbian?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. Even better.
That's great. We've got... Now, are you a lesbian also? Yes. You're sexual.
We're sexual, yes.
Well, so, I mean, that's any kind of sexuality, right? Okay.
And you, right. Sabrina, are you exclusively a lesbian?
Yes, I am.
And what kind of stuff do you and your girlfriend do?
A lot of stuff.
I mean, what kind of...
You should ask her.
Are you into the dominating also?
She dominates me a lot.
She dominates you a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, and now they've got some kind of a snap-on tool attachment for Rabe.
Oh, my. There are all sorts of naughty toys in here.
Oh, girls.
She's really bad. Yep. Be careful. You know.
All right, Sabrina.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
It's nice to see, Buzz, that you've turned your lights down to that romantic level so you can see in here.
Exactly. Mood lighting. Hey, you know, Rob just went over. I love the look of Rob in the leather straitjacket. Yeah. That is great. Oh, now here you go. What is that, like a cat of nine tails?
That's a riding crop.
Oh, there's the cat of nine. Can I see that for a second?
Oh, dear.
Hand that over. Fantastic.
Oh, dear.
I just took down half the stuff on our board.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Hey, Rob, come here. Here you go. Bend over.
All right, here we go. All right.
You girls are supposed to do this to him.
Get easy, boss.
Would this really hurt if I did it hard?
If I hit him very hard.
If I hit him really hard, it would hurt?
Yes.
All right, I'll just do it softly, Rob.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I believe you.
All right.
Oh, God. Is that heavy, Don? Yeah. You want? Here you go, Mike.
All right.
Mike's got the cat of nine tails.
That is pretty.
Here so that he can...
Try it. Whip that thing around.
Whip it.
Wow. Whip it good.
All right.
Now, what are you going to do with the riding crop to Rob Bay Girls?
Pretend he's a horse.
Well, go ahead and give him your spiel now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, you got to wait till he's finished because he's got to be down over here.
He's got to be down over
Did
here.
You want to hit me and be done?
No. Yeah. All right. I just want to see you get ridden like a horse. Sorry.
Okay, oh, man.
This is fascinating.
Oh, my Peter.
This is like puppies or horses.
Like I mentioned last time.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you guys say?
I don't even remember.
No. We're just mesmerized. Just do the spiel.
Just spank him. Whatever you do. Yeah. Whatever you do.
Hey, hey. You have to caress your horse.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when he acts up, when he doesn't do what you're supposed to, what do people do?
They give him the whip.
Give him the whip.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You give him the riding crop.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
The riding crop.
Then,
right.
Do you want him to get on all fours for you?
Yes.
Okay, Rob, will you get on all
fours? No, you can get down.
Two of his fours are tied up. Okay. Yeah.
He can still get down.
You don't have far to go, so just get that, like, right there. There you go. And just sit on his back.
Oh!
Now the two mistresses are getting sick. Oh, wow.
She is actually on Rob. She is riding Rob.
Okay, here's your crop, mistress.
It's a little difficult for you to ride Rob with that leather, that latex outfit you're wearing.
Kind of reminds me of Donkey Basketball, Mike.
Yes, it does. All right, let's get...
Now, what are they doing? Hey, what are they doing? Okay, let's hear. What's going on now? All right, mistress.
What he would do if he would allow his arms to be free is to ride around, and he has to carry us.
Okay, let's say that he's not carrying you good. What would you do?
Honestly, spank him very hard.
Spank him now. Spank
him. Call him names.
Could you do that for us? Would you spank him and call him names, please? Please?
They can't be too naughty.
I know. I have to think about that. First.
Just call him, like, dummy and lummox and stuff like that.
How about, you know what he
is? Big piece of crap?
That's good.
Crappy horse.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, come on. Call him Krispy Kreme Boy.
Go ahead.
Krispy Kreme Boy.
Tell him he's soft.
Easy,
Mike. Tell him he's soft.
Krispy Kreme Boy, you!
All right, spank him. Come on, girls. Spank him. Let him out. Mike, why don't you go spank him?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Look at, there's a horsehair cat in 9 tails.
I see what you're into. You see, you almost lunged across the console again.
Fantastic.
Well, look at this thing.
Whoa.
Hey, you could do some damage with this baby right here.
These are nasty toys.
They have more equipment than we do.
Look at this. Look at this. All right. There you go. Whip.
This is great.
Now that is sexy.
I mean, it's great on the radio. I mean, not that this would turn me on in real life in any way.
Painful. That horsehair. That's horsehair right there.
I hope
that's not painful at all.
That's not painful.
It stings.
Yeah. Listen, that would be. I think that would be painful. Ouch.
This thing really isn't that painful either.
Oh, yes. I can make it.
Oh, now what's the difference with this one here?
That one makes a lot of noise.
This one does?
Is, but it doesn't really do too much.
I did something to the controls over here. Hold on.
Did you hit it? I can't hear good.
Did you hit the console with the...
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I did something. Hey, Brian, what did I do here?
You dominated the control board.
I can't hear good out of my headphones now.
Hello?
Because I think I broke something when I hit it with the horse's tail.
So you were beating it pretty good, man.
Hold on. Am I still in? Are we on the air?
I hear fine over here.
You do?
Yeah, I hear fine.
It's just on my end. All right. Never mind. Excuse the interruption.
That's something. You ought to go out and invest in one of those yourself.
How much would one of these horse hair whips cost?
$85.
About $85.
$0.85.
Well, a bargain at twice the price. Right. And then if you were going to wind up your afternoon of domination with Rob, what would you do? How would you end it? You've already ridden him like a horse. You've shocked him.
Right. He's actually been pretty good, and he's submitted to a lot of things I...
So would he get some sort of a reward?
Yes, actually, he probably would.
Do you have any beer?
What is the reward you would give him now? What is the reward?
Kiss our feet.
Yeah, that's excellent.
All right,
make him kiss your feet.
All right, as the reward.
All right, Rob Spiewak, ready to kiss the feet now.
Hey, Rob's down there kissing.
Listen, I'm a fat guy. I'm going to only get to the ankle.
Mistress Vendela, you're going to have to lift your foot up a little bit.
Undo his arm.
Yeah, help me. Help me. Undo my arm.
I was like the elephant man on that thing. Look at
that. Man, oh, man.
Look at that.
I didn't do a damn thing.
And do you have any other toys in that bag before you go?
Oh, this is great.
Okay, there you go.
All right, kiss her feet, Rob. That's a good Rob. That's a good Rob.
Wonderful.
Hold on.
I can't hear you.
We have our own webpage, us doing the with being Dominic, and then we do we have the every first and third Saturday, which will be this weekend.
Right, and that's like Pain Fest or whatever it's called.
We have all the equipment that you ever wanted: stocks, bonds, tables. Cross whipping posts, benches. Crosses.
That must be a hell of a party.
Hit me again. Harder.
You should come down.
Oh, I think you enjoy yourself.
Yeah. We'll be there.
Oh, absolutely. You can count on it.
And Rob A., you also?
Oh, you know I made reservations.
Well, listen, girls, you are now, can I give you the title, the official, Buzz, it's not dominatrix, it's...
Dominatrices.
The official dominatrices of the Don and Mike show. And anytime you girls need anything, you just call us, okay?
Okay.
And conversely...
And tell them our website, too.
Oh, yes, you got a
website.
Who doesn't have a website?
Is www.dracos.net/Vendela.
Slash, okay, one more time, Vendela.
www.dracos.net/Vendela.
She's kind of adamant when she does that. When she's bouncing up.
You both
and
are like just shaking your boobs there for a second, weren't you? Look at that.
Yeah,
hey, I applaud that.
Yeah, that's good.
When is the beach trip?
Would you girls like to come?
Of course.
Of course.
Would you wear those suits?
Well, we have bikinis.
I have latex bikinis.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, latex for the beach. Yeah, you can wear that.
All right, yes. Yeah, you girls are both on the bus to Ocean City.
You're
right.
Thank you very much.
Here's your whip back. And and perhaps you can help Rob out of his straight jacket.
I don't know. I'm getting to like it.
And we've got to do a break. I can't hear anything in my headphones.
No.
So.
Well, that's because you beat up the control board.
When we come back, we'll do something. I don't know. Oh, we're looking at pictures now?
We have a present.
What do you do? All right.
Oh, yes.
That's for you guys.
Oh, okay.
And this is for Rob.
Oh, look at that. Look at how angry you look in this picture. To Don and Mike, Radio God, from the best mistress in D.C.
All right.
Oh, look at that. The best ever, they write. Look at two beautiful pictures for our wall, Mike.
Boy, they look serious in those pictures, don't they?
No, this is like glamour shots for dominatrix.
Yeah. Official dominatrixes of the show?
Absolutely.
Of course. Yes. You guys were a 10. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
This is for Rob A. This is what we used on his bottom.
Are you going to give him that?
Yes.
Rob gets the writing prompt.
Wonderful. You guys were fantastic. This is just what we wanted for Rob.
All right, great.
Take this off me now.
Yes, yes. Get him cleaned up now.
No.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked. Or the second half, we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
The Don and Mike Show. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Joey's on the line now.
Okay.
Joey. Now, before we talk to Joey, we have a guy from Mobile, Alabama, who wants to tell us something about Joey.
Okay.
Right. Remember, that's where Joey comes from.
Right.
Our new comedy slave, Joey the Giant. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers. I love your show.
Thank you. Is this Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike in Mobile.
Well, hi, Mike. What do you want to tell us about Joseph?
Well, Joey used to work for me here at the Fred Astaire Ballroom Dance Studio.
<That's right. laughs> Oh, God.
And we've been listening to the show. We were cheering for him, and we really wanted him to get the job.
He can move, I'll tell you that. Okay. He showed us that.
Now, when you say he worked at the Fred Astaire Ballroom, is that one of those places like where old spinsters go and they pay a young guy to dance with them?
Yeah, sort of.
Or do you teach kids ballroom dancing, too?
No, we don't have any children. Our average age is about 40.
About 40?
Yeah.
That'd be one of the young ones, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Well, we were really cheering for Joey, but now we suspect maybe he was just doing the whole thing to get laid.
Oh, really? You think that maybe he has no intention of being our comedy slave?
Well, we hope that he is, because we like him a lot. He's a really cool guy.
Well, but, we were very fond of him, too.
We fired his ass because he was late all the time.
He was late. So not real responsible young Joey, huh?
He was up today. Send him to the Smithsonian in a tutu.
Hey, did he get laid a lot at the ballroom dancing place?
Well, we're not allowed to see our customers, but after hours, I think he did pretty good.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, with those 60-somethings.
Yeah.
Gigolo. Out with somebody that looks like Corbin Burns' mother.
Oh, Joey.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. All right. Let's go. Let's find him now. He was supposed to be in the studio with us right now.
Yeah, it didn't take him long to let us down, that's for sure.
Joey.
Hello.
The Giant. And here he is. Joseph, where are you?
I'm in Florence, South Carolina, boss.
Now, Joey, I thought you were going to come back here.
I was going to come back here, but I've got to go to Mobile, tie up loose ends, and get everything packed to come back up there.
Well, Joey, you should have called somebody.
I called Rob earlier today.
Is that, hold on.
Oh, Rob. Oh, Rob is denying.
Here is Robert Spiewak.
Hiya, pal. I'm not denying it, but Joey, when I said I was going to call you at about 10 o'clock this morning and give you directions, you said it was cool, and then I call up, and he's checked out at 6:45. So
yeah,
what's
yeah,
up with that?
Okay, let me clarify. I didn't mean to get Rob in trouble. I called Rob later in the day.
Ah.
You but called Rob just, later in the day.
Just out of curiosity, why did you check out 3 hours before I was supposed to call you and give you directions?
Because it's a 16-hour drive back to Mobile.
I see. All right.
But now listen.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, and if you wanted to originally go back to Mobile before you came to assume your duties, that would be okay.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday, didn't you tell everybody that you would definitely be here today?
I did say that.
Joey, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Joey, are you ever going to come back from Mobile?
Oh, I swear to God, I'm coming back.
Are you on the run?
I'm on the run from all the old ladies they used to see dancing to.
Now, tell me something.
Uh-huh.
Were they mainly old ladies at that dance studio you worked at?
Yeah, there were a couple of young ones.
Did you score with a lot of them?
We'll just say I did well.
You did well.
Did you ever get paid for sex?
We'll say I did well.
Male prostitute. I'm gonna put that on his resume along with pot smoker and hair eater.
A storied past.
I still can't believe I did that.
Well, listen, Joseph, when are you planning on coming to D.C.? And listen, what are you going to do for a place to live, man?
I met two girls last night, and one of them said she'd be happy to let me stay with her until I could find a place.
You the man, Joey.
I'm telling you, it was so cool. I was signing autographs last night.
That's great, Joey.
And I didn't have to buy one drink. It was the greatest.
Hey, Joey, I can't stress enough, though, that you have let us down today.
And for that, I apologize. And if I have to dye my hair, shave my eyebrows,
good man.
There you go.
Although, just let me say, when a guy starts off a relationship by eating his own pubic hair, that means we're going to have to really tax our brains.
That's
to,
for sure.
To give you some sort of punishment for being late for your first day of work. You know, we were going to do an ice cream eating contest sometime this week, Joey, and you were going to be the centerpiece of that.
Well, if we can wait till I get back up there, I'll be more than happy to smoke anybody that gets in my way.
Well, Joey, when do you think you're going to be back in the D.C. area, ready to start your job?
I would like to be back up there by next weekend.
By next weekend?
Yeah.
You mean not this weekend, but by the end of next week?
Well, I mean towards the middle of next week. Well, let me get everything packed in the truck, turn around, drive back.
Well, now, Mama, I want you to do what's right by Mama.
Yeah, Mama's important.
And tell me something, Joey. Now, you realize that you're coming from Mobile, Alabama,
uh-huh,
to D.C.
Uh-huh.
For a position that pays no wages.
Well, that's the good part about being a salesman is you can get a part-time job and make money.
Listen, right. Confident.
I mean, if I've got you, I can, you know, be a gigolo again. So.
Oh, yeah, and you've got those qualifications. We can tell yesterday.
Find another dance studio.
We just want to make sure, Joey.
No, I understand completely.
You know, we had another intern, Joey, I should point out, a guy by the name of Nick Joe, and, well, it was the trust issue.
Was that the boy that was in the park?
Yeah, that is the boy, as you so eloquently put it. That was the boy that was in the park that was wearing a coat when he shouldn't have worn a coat. You know, when you look back at those things in time, they really seem like small and inconsequential things.
Tiny things, but on this show, they're magnified.
Blown totally out of proportion.
Wow.
But yes, he is the boy who didn't follow some of our direct orders. One of his main problems was not being honest with us about stuff, Joey.
Oh, then I hated it for him too. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, like, you know, for example, someone would call you and say that they were going to call you at 10 o'clock, and you'd leave at 7 o'clock. That type of thing. Just to, you know, this is just a fair warning, Joey.
You know. But you've got to realize too, I came into this not really thinking I was going to win it.
Uh-huh.
But now I did, so okay, I've got to get...
And after the euphoria wore off, perhaps...
After you got your free drinks and after you got your strange last night, you know, then you decide, hey, wait a minute, maybe I don't really want to eat my own pubic hair for the next 3 months.
If I did it once, I'll do it again.
Oh, wow.
Listen, Joey, I just want to make sure that you're really up for the job.
Oh, I really am.
And more importantly, listen, time is of the essence, man.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that other guy who laid his own hair, he's already on his way down here.
Yeah, he's waiting.
And he scares us. So Joey, you gotta get, you gotta tie up those loose ends as fast as you possibly can.
All right.
Listen, I'm gonna need your mama. Do we have his mama's phone number?
Do you have your mom's phone number, Joey?
I think I gave it to somebody yesterday.
Yeah, we got it.
He didn't say Rob that time.
Maybe we'll call his mom just to make sure that it's okay with her that he moves out here and see if we can speed that process up at all.
Absolutely. Have her kick him out of the house quickly.
Because I got a big adult diaper with your name on it.
It'll save her a lot in grocery bills.
All right, Joey. Well, congratulations on winning the contest.
Thank you.
But let me just, one more time. You're really going to come and do this. You really want to do this, right?
I really want to. Ever since I've listened to y'all starting, 3 years ago?
All right.
All right, Joey.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he is.
Mm-hmm.
Guy who wants to be our next comedy slave. That's Joey, everybody.
Joey.
I hope he's not running. I hope he's not on the run.
He's still on the phone. Hello, Joey.
Am I supposed to hang up now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're supposed to hang up, Joey.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, what's your mama's first name?
Kathy,
okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let me just call his mommy real fast.
All right, that's Joey with, you know, perhaps too much day yesterday and too much evening last night, but, you know, the enthusiasm, I guess the euphoria has worn off, and now he realizes...
Night of drinking free drinks and being job. With strange girls. Yeah, I'm Joey. I'm the guy that ate my own pubic hair. How you doing? You want to dance?
Thank ye.
What?
Hello, is Kathy there?
No, she's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, please. Hi, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
How you doing? Are you related to Joey?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Oh, very nice to meet you. It's Joey's sister.
Well, hey, what's your name, ma'am?
Christy.
How old are you, Christy?
I'm 20.
20, okay.
Oh, good. We're actually getting a little personality profile of young Joey from his sister.
Did Joey mention to his family wanting to come to D.C. to be our comedy slave?
Yeah, he went up there to do that, didn't he?
Right. Oh, and did you hear he was triumphant yesterday?
He won. We picked him to be our comedy slave.
I heard that. His girlfriend told me.
Yeah, you know what he did?
What did he do?
He shaved off some of his own pubic hair, and then he ate it.
You're lying.
Oh,
no,
he did.
No, we're not. I swear to God.
My brother did not do that.
He did it live. He did it live on the radio.
You're kidding.
No, we're not. No. We wouldn't kid. Do you think we'd make something like that up?
And he used the same razor that another guy had been using. This other guy was shaving his head and eating the hair. He used the same razor. And that was after he did his booty dance for us.
Yeah, that's what. The first thing he did was he dropped his pants and danced in his briefs for a crowd of 3,000 people.
No, he
didn't. Oh,
yes,
he did.
God, I'm glad my family wasn't there.
Well, listen, this is why we need.
I'm so embarrassed.
This is why we need to speak to Mama.
Mama is on her way home. So
she is.
Just a minute.
And what can you tell us about your brother,
Joey?
We'd like to get some insight into the real personality of Joey.
Well, what do you want to know?
Is he a responsible guy?
Hold on a second. Do what?
If you were to describe your brother Joey, how would you describe him to a total stranger? What are some of the words you would use to describe him?
What am I saying? I have no idea. Crazy?
Deranged?
Pretty much, is he a good detail person?
Detailed?
Yeah, would responsible be a word you'd use to describe Joey?
Sometimes.
Like if you gave him an important job to do, would he always do it, or would he do it half the time, or would he do it a quarter of the time?
He'd half-ass do it.
He'd half-ass do it.
He'd half-ass do it. How about honesty? Is he an honest guy?
He's pretty honest.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you know that he used to... You know when he used to work at that dancing place?
Fred Astaire.
Yeah, Fred Astaire ballroom dancing.
Uh-huh.
Do you know all the stuff that he used to do there?
Yeah, like the cha-cha and the swing and stuff.
Oh, no, more than that.
Don't say he was a stripper, because I know.
No, he wasn't a stripper. What's worse than being a stripper? Think about it. He's with all these older women who are very lonely.
No, he didn't.
Some extracurricular activities.
I think I heard some of those stories about that.
Yeah, there you go.
Did I tell y'all about that?
No, actually, we started off making it up, but then we found out it's true.
Yeah, he actually had a few liaisons after after Fred Astaire was over.
No, we heard about that.
You heard about it. Okay. Well, it sounds to me like everything Joey told us is pretty much on the up and up.
That's good. Are you excited for Joey being on a national radio program?
I reckon I am.
Well, listen, as soon as Mama gets there, we're going to need to talk to her because I guess Joey said he has some last-minute things he has to do for Mom.
Did you mention early on that he has a girlfriend down there?
Yeah.
Is it a serious relationship?
Pretty much.
How long has he been seeing that girl?
For a year
and 4 months.
Do you think there's any chance she listens to WABB?
Yeah.
The number one rated radio station for males in the Spring Arbitron?
Do I know?
Yeah. Do you think she listens? Do you think she listens to our show?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she listens to your show.
Are you?
I know she listens to WABB.
Are you as tall as your brother?
Well, I'm 6 feet tall.
You're six feet tall.
Hey,
wow.
Okay, WNBA.
Mm-hmm. We're going big down here.
Yes, I reckon.
Those girls are beasts in the WNBA, man.
Oh,
they're ferocious. I don't care how much they try to dress them up. You know what I mean? And that Rebecca Lobo, she's like supposed to be the biggest fox of all of them.
Wow.
Check out those gums, man.
Hi.
Check that out.
How are you?
And I saw her. She has huge feet. I mean, I know she's a basketball player, but that just is not ladylike.
It's incredible when you think someone that tall and you can notice that they have huge feet. That just imagine how huge those feet are when you see them up close.
And they're making... aren't big, though.
What?
My feet aren't big.
Your feet aren't big?
Uh-huh. How big are your feet? Your size 10?
No, they're like size 9.
Size 9.
Well, it's very close.
That's not really, really big.
No, not really big canoes.
Oh, listen, guess who's already here out front of the station?
Rob.
Yeah, the other Rob.
Oh, dear.
The other guy, the other scary guy, the other white meat.
Is he wearing the same T-shirt?
I don't know. I just saw him walk by the window, and I see on the screen he's on the phone right now.
Oh, God.
Okay, listen, I got to go talk to another guy. Listen, maybe you can help us out, Kathy.
All right.
Or, Kathy was the mom's name. I'm sorry.
Christy.
Yeah.
Right. Christy, all we really need to make sure is that it's okay with your mom if Joey moves to D.C. for this unpaid position. And
it's not paid?
No.
No.
Not a dime. and he knows that.
There, he's not getting paid.
No, he's getting college credit.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
believe it or not. Man. Believe it or not. And then we'd also like him to tie up the loose ends as fast as possible at home.
Uh-huh.
Like he had mentioned maybe next weekend, but I'd like him to like tie everything up today. You know, tomorrow. Put his stuff in a U-Haul and head back up.
Sure.
He's not even home yet.
Hey, and his girlfriend would probably be interested to know that he's already met a girl who he's planning on shacking up with here.
Don't say that.
Oh, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
No, us Alabama girls, we get serious when you talk like that.
Well, that's the truth. He just told us that. We're not trying to cause any trouble here. We're just trying to tell the truth.
We had said to him, are you aware that the position doesn't pay anything? And he said, yes. And I said to him, what are you going to do about living accommodations? And he said there was a girl at the bar that he had met last night, and she offered him a place to stay.
A year long.
And he's taking her up on it. At least it sounds like
that. He won't.
Well, where else could he stay?
If he wants to live, he won't. But he'll find a place to live.
Are you fond of Joey's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I got your brother on the phone right now.
All right, hold on. Joey's calling.
No, I'm sorry. It's the other guy.
Oh.
Let's get Joey back on the line.
Yes.
Let's get Joey back on, and I'd like him to have this dialogue with his sister.
Sure.
Just so we know exactly where we stand.
Of course.
Okay? Would you mind helping us out for a second?
Just hold on the line?
Yeah, just hold on the line.
No, I don't mind.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Christy.
Thank ye.
All right.
All right, hold on.
I reckon she'll wait.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, is this Rob?
Yes, it is.
What? Are you in the lobby?
I need to scare you guys. I'm very sorry. It's hard not to scare someone while you're eating your own hair.
Are you in the lobby?
Yes, I am.
I could tell with the acoustics. Go back outside the building, please.
Yes, sir.
Go back outside the building. This guy is super scary.
Yes, he is.
I don't know if I want to be around this guy.
He's a pizza.
I didn't mean to scare you guys. I mean...
You're pizza delivery, right, Rob?
Yes, I am.
Do you still have your job as a pizza delivery person?
Yep, sure do.
Okay, very good.
This is the guy that came in...
I took the day off.
This guy
came to go down there.
He came in second in our comedy slave contest. And there he is out front the window. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Hey.
Well, he has on a different T-shirt today, Mike.
Oh, is it a cleaner T-shirt?
I can't. What are you doing? He had had his hand down his pants.
How's the head feel? How's your noggin feel today, Rob?
It's okay. Actually, I was in the middle of shaving the rest of my head when I heard the show and I came down here.
Hey, take your hat off. Let me see.
All the way, yeah.
That's not a good look.
Part way done.
That's like chemotherapy is what I look like here, man. That looks pretty nasty.
So, Rob, I know you were disappointed yesterday, and you must have...
I was disappointed, yeah. I figured I hadn't... I mean, I didn't think anyone was going to do anything weirder than that.
Well, that guy Joey, he one-upped you.
Yeah. Well, I thought I had the more original idea, though, damn it.
Did you say damn it?
Yeah. Well,
he's
listen,
better.
You're still our man in waiting. If anything happens to Joey, there's a chance you would get the position.
If you're listening today, Rob, you know we're pulling a little inquisition on Joey here to make sure everything's on the up and up.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
I know you'd probably rather have him than me.
Yes,
but,
we sure would. Hold on,
still,
please.
I mean, I'm a...
Right. Absolutely.
It's Rob.
You scare me, pal. Joey.
Babaloo.
Joey.
Yo.
Where are you at, Joey?
As soon as I hung up the phone with y'all, I called a buddy of mine at work and said, hey, put this phone down by the radio. They're fixing to call my mom.
Okay. We got your sister, Christy, on the line.
Do you?
Yeah, listen, she told us a bunch of stuff, like that you have, like, a regular girlfriend and stuff in Mobile who wouldn't be pleased to know that you were out with other girls last night.
Well, I was 1,032.1 miles away.
Well, he did it on the odometer.
And she didn't believe a lot of the stuff that we told her that you did.
I heard her on the radio.
Like eating your own pubic hair. Why? Like that.
With Ready Whip.
And she was also surprised that the job didn't pay anything and said that perhaps your gal pal would be a little upset that you were going to be coming up here to shack up with somebody else. She said she didn't believe still, she didn't believe me.
But, you know, unless she wants me living on the streets, you know, hey.
That's a good angle. I think that's a good angle.
I could get an apartment. I would just rather save the money on the rent, considering I'm not getting paid anyway. So.
All right, well, listen, Joey, can you hold on for a second?
Yeah, I sure can.
I'm going to conference you with your sister in a second.
Okay.
All right. And just mind your P's and Q's, because I'm going to keep the other guy, the scary guy, I'm going to keep him on line six.
You know, he's ready at the drop of a hat. He's ready to take over.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Stand by.
I'm standing by.
Over. Roger. We'll be right back. Now, here is Sam, everybody, from Greenville. Sam says he thinks Joey is lying to us.
Really?
What do you think Joey would be lying to us about?
There's no way he can pick up the peak signal in Florence. No way.
Well, I think that, he might have just called in on his own. Was he listening? He was actually, he had somebody, a friend of his from an office, put the phone down near the radio.
And I don't know much about history, don't know much biology, but I sure know that I love you. And I knew that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
What a wonderful, wonderful world.
I don't know anything about geography, but I do know that our station down there in the South Carolina is 100,000 watts on FM, which goes... It goes all the way to Atlanta, Georgia.
It doesn't go back down toward Florence.
Did Joey say that he was listening to us on the station in Greenville?
He was listening to his sister.
He was listening to what?
He said he heard his sister. So.
Yeah, he was listening to his sister, not the...
I think he said that some guy called him up and played him the radio over the telephone. Hold on, here's Rob. Hi, Rob.
He called a friend and said, put it up to the radio, so it checks out.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Okay, thank you.
All right, but hey, keep up the sleuthing. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good man.
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, it's good. I like that. I like that in our listeners, that they're ever vigilant.
All right, now here's Joey again. Hi, Joey.
I cannot get over that Deliverance reject calling me a liar.
All right, now, I got to tie this up real fast. Okay. We have to find out what happened on the bus. Well, I have a couple of great tapes that are going to slay you today.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Really, really funny tapes. All right, Joey, let me put you on with your sister.
Okay.
And we can work out all the details. Christy?
Yeah.
All right, now, here's Joey.
Hi, sis.
Hi, Bubba.
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 All right, Bubba. Hey, listen, Christy, I'm here to tell you now with your brother in our presence that everything we told you was absolutely 100% true.
Joey.
Absolutely true.
You going to sack out with some girl?
Huh?
You going to sack out with a girl?
If I got to.
Joey, are you going to walk up there? Are you going to walk around when you get there?
Do what?
You're not going to have legs to walk on when you get up there.
I can't hear you.
Listen. She said you're not going to have legs to walk on when you get up there.
Well, anybody wants to trail me up there, they can trail me up there.
Were you involved with a big, strong Southern woman?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, she's real nice. Pretty.
Pretty?
Is she got a temper on her?
No.
Hey, Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle, his girlfriend, you seem to indicate...
No, no, don't. This is going to take some explaining.
And how are you going to explain this to your girlfriend, Joey?
I'm moving to Washington to do something I've always wanted to do, see you in 3 months.
Troy?
Now, Christy, you're concerned about this?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
he don't have to worry about it. He probably had to worry about me more than her.
What?
What was that?
He don't have to worry about me more than her.
Hey, Christy, is there a chance you could maybe tone down the Alabama speak a little bit so we could understand what you're saying?
I think she said that Joey would have to worry more about her, the sister, than the girl. Why? All right.
Oh,
you're not
she
like...
Said May.
You're not like those weird hillbillies that have sex with members of their own family, are you?
No, I'm engaged.
Oh, you're engaged?
Yeah.
You're not engaged to Joey, are you?
Hell no.
Hell no.
But you're very good friends with Michelle. You know Michelle well, huh?
Yeah. Last time I'm at my wedding.
She's going to be in your wedding?
Yeah, Michelle is.
In her wedding, W-E-D-D-I-N.
Knock it off.
Knock it off.
Well, listen, we just wanted to tell you. Actually, we wanted to tell Joey's mom. We wanted just to make sure that he really had his mom's permission to move up here, even though he's an adult and everything.
Well, mom's on her way out. We can tell her about.
Christy, how do you feel that mama's going to react to this?
I don't think she's
going to like it. What was that?
What, Chrissy?
I don't think she's going to like it very much at all.
Really?
Not very much at all.
Joey, how are you going to handle this?
Do what?
How are you going to handle this?
I'm just going to give Mom a hug.
Okay, you know, we have,
send me some chicken up there.
We have better luck when we're calling France.
We leave. Christy, let me just, I wrote a bunch of things down that you didn't believe. First off, your brother did dance almost nude in front of 3,000 people. He also shaved off part of his pubic hair and ate it after eating the remnants of another guy's hair. So you're finding out all kinds of stuff about your brother today that you didn't believe us about.
Joey,
he wore a yellow dress.
Has he worn a yellow dress before?
No, up there. Did he wear a yellow dress?
No, he didn't. He wore shorts and a golf shirt.
You have to get them to explain that to you then.
Pardon me?
Explain it, Joey.
No.
Joey, you once wore a yellow dress?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
For what?
Goofing around.
Just goofing around?
Yeah.
We've all done that.
Were you queer?
Do what?
Are you queer?
Oh, no.
But you wanted them bisexual, transsexuals?
No.
No?
No.
Why did you wear a dress, Joey?
We were just goofing around.
You were just goofing around. Christy, you want to give us more information on that?
See, when those younger things.
Uh-huh.
He put on my mom's yellow dress.
Uh-huh.
Out here at the house. We live on a farm. Did he tell you that?
You live on a farm?
Yeah.
Do you have animals on the farm, Joe?
It gets better and better.
Boo, moo.
So you put on your mama's dress. How old were you when you put on your mama's dress, Joey?
Probably 10, 11.
10, 11.
13.
13.
13. 13. Wow. And now you, did you put on your dad's clothes, Christy?
No.
What kind of animals do you have on the farm, Christy?
We have cows.
You have cows? It's a dairy farm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it used to be a dairy farm, but we have beef cattle now.
Beef cattle.
Uh-huh.
Is it a close family you have?
What do you mean?
Are you close?
Pretty close, a tight-knit group, you know.
Yeah, we all love it. We stick up for each other.
Stick up for each other. All right, that's okay. A good close family. Do you eat your own cattle?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Joey, are you a big meat eater?
You couldn't tell.
Joey, do you eat your own?
No.
I just had to ask. Okay, well, listen, Joey, oh, my goodness, I'm getting a headache. I got to we have to do a break here, Joey. So please work out the details with your family and with your girlfriend and with your mom.
The bottom line is, Joey, I think Dom wants you to get up here a little quicker.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, now, Joey, just to be absolutely upfront, you did commit to us in the weeks before this that you knew what the job entailed and you'd be able to start immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And we need you sooner than later, Joey.
Okay.
So, Joey, go down there, throw your stuff in a U-Haul, and come on back.
All right.
Because you already got a girl that you can shack up with.
All right,
Joey.
Thanks, Garrett.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm a little worried about Joey.
I am, too.
I get the feeling that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I do, too.
He's living a totally different life down there in Alabama.
Yes, he is.
I don't think his mama knows anything. Does mama know that he put on her dress?
I don't know. Oh, she does, Christy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we might have to talk to mama in the next day or so.
But he had an accident in the dress.
He had an accident.
Uh-huh. Like, Christy, you just keep coming with this stuff. It's great.
What kind of an accident did he have?
We were, like, making him dance around and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Accidentally, like, crap in the dress.
He accidentally went crap.
Yeah.
He accidentally went crap.
Joey went crap in mama's dress.
You know, that's a pretty tough thing to do, to accidentally...
Well,
you got to laughing.
You know, when you get to laughing.
Yeah, like, I laugh a lot, but...
I reckon when you get to laughing.
I don't know.
Wow.
I love to laugh. That's never happened to me. Has that ever happened to you? You laugh so hard that you went number two?
Never in my life, Don.
How about you, Rob?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Oh, man. And as she mentioned before... It was a yellow dress.
What color do yellow and brown make?
There were skid marks on the side.
We are finding out all about Joey.
He's
going to
kill me.
Oh, but Christy, you're a winner. I love it.
All right, Christy. Thank you for your time. And something tells me we'll be talking to you sometime.
Okay, you can call anytime.
All right, nice meeting you.
Thanks, right. Thanks, Christy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. They stick up for one another.
Yes, they do.
Well, hey, listen, Rob.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Rob. The other Rob. I'm speaking to Rob, too. You know what? Looking better and better for you, pal.
I guess so, man.
I think the thing for you to do is to go home and, like, charge your batteries, you know, rest up.
Yeah, I know. I've been home for, like, half an hour.
Listen, it's going to take a couple of days for this thing with Joey to play through. I imagine we're going to have some counseling with his mom, and we still have to ask him about going to the bathroom in the dress and all that other stuff.
So you you have to stand by as first runner-up because, you know, you will assume Joey's duties if anything should happen to Joey.
Okay, certainly.
Okay. See, now by comparison, the scary guy is sounding more rational.
Yes.
He's here.
Certainly more dedicated.
Have you ever worn a dress and then gone number two in it?
No, I have not.
Have you ever worn a dress without going number two in it?
No, I have not.
Well, we'll do that for you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye, Rob.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Oh, what a can of worms we got.
I love it.
How do you, you can't write this.
No.
You couldn't write.
No way.
Call his sister. Mm-hmm. His sister then says he wore mama's dress and he had an accident. he went, crap.
Jelly crapped in the dress on the farm where we raise beef.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Jim, just about everybody watching tonight either saw or has heard about your interview with Pete Rose following the All-Century Team celebration on Sunday night in Atlanta. You had something you wanted to say about that.
Yes, Bob, after viewing the videotape, I can understand the reaction of many baseball fans. I thought that it was important to ask Pete Rose if this was the right moment for him to make an apology. If in doing so the interview went on too long and took out some of the joy of the occasion, then I want to say to baseball fans everywhere that I am very sorry about this. Bob?
Jim, thanks very much. And we're back with the first pitch of Game 3 from Yankee Stadium right after this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Das ist nicht gut. The Don and Mike Show.
Taste. My wife, Maxie.
See that hot dog up there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford.
It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Come up.
Yeah. It grows on you, too.
Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with, and that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
You can dock your taste.
Oh, man. And you know what makes it even funnier is you know it's all chopped up.
Yeah.
That's what makes it even funnier, really. Oh, that's great.
You know, I told Rob. Rob did the editing on that.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Rob.
Did a really nice job with it.
Yeah.
I told him that it's perfect.
Right.
Because it starts off. First off, if you heard the real Frank Gifford commercial for cigarettes yesterday, you know what we're operating with.
Right.
I was thinking, boy, oh boy, this is not going to be as funny as I thought maybe it was going to be.
Right.
Until you get about 15 seconds in.
Yeah, the taste.
The taste.
That's it.
The taste is what does it.
You know, that's you got to have that one angle, and he put it in there, and that's fantastic. Oh. There's something about that that just strikes the chord, so to speak.
That is so funny.
My wife, Maxine.
And there's our friend, Cabin Boy, in the next room. You love to meet Cabin Boy.
All right.
It's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
There is Guy Smiley in the next room. Okay, welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm going to play it one more time, then I'm going to put it away.
Get it out of our system.
Because you know what? I'm already doing a quick check here on this.
Okay.
You and I know us.
Are we the only ones?
Well,
no.
Well, no. Buzz, listen.
Yeah?
I saw Buzz. You know, I monitor Buzz sometimes.
Right.
Uh-huh. Buzz was bored with it after the first listening to it. Yeah. I could tell that, Buzz.
Think?
Yeah, well, listen. If your body movement is any indication, the fact that you sat there stone faced while Mike and I are like busting a gut over here, and I know that Rob has heard it so many times.
Right.
It's not funny to Rob anymore.
The thing about it, it starts out funny, but then it has that wonderful quality that certain tapes have, where. Well, at least this is the way I feel.
You got that spot halfway through.
Yes,
you just
know it's going to happen, and it's just it's so old. It's GIF. It's everything.
Taste of my wife, Maxine.
Play
Play it again, please.
Yeah.
You got it. Oh, and listen, no need to pipe in on this now, Buzz.
Okay.
Your folded arms and your scowl said it all, but I will continue anyway, and okay. I will prosper.
See that hot dog up there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with, and that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
Thank you, Geef. Okay, Geef.
Oh, Geeford.
And Buzz, I'm not putting you down. I look at you a lot of times as a barometer. Uh-huh. I don't consider myself or Mike many times to be a valid barometer of what's going over.
No,
okay?
Because that's, there's something weird going on there.
I trust your folded arms. Sometimes I think they come out a little early, but it's like it's an early warning system for me of what's flying and what is tanking.
Yeah, Buzz was at DEFCON 3 there.
Meanwhile, you and I...
It's just, I don't know what it is.
I'll play it again during the commercial.
I can't explain what it is. That's when, it's just, there's something about it.
But that's why you and me get along so good together, because we have the same damn sense of humor.
Yeah, and it's somewhere between the sophomore and junior years of high school. And it stayed there. I guess a lot of people, like, mature and develop, we just sort of hang right in that
Not level. Us, man.
Oh, man. I mean, we could, seriously, how many years have we been playing farts and laughing on the radio?
Oh, but that's different. That's about my wife, Maxine.
Look for the big red bullseye.
And that's another funny part at the very end. You think about where that big red bullseye might be and how it got so big and red.
Yeah, looking for some heavies. Here she comes. My wife, Maxine.
Okay, right. Listen.
Yes.
Listen, we're here to do a radio show today.
Yes, let's be professional.
And we've got one for you. Okay, I'm together. I'm ready to do this now. I went to see a movie today. Let me just change the topic here very quickly.
Did you go with my wife, Maxine? And her heavies? Just follow her to the theater. Look for the big red bullseye.
You know, I had some popcorn today.
You did?
The popcorn had the taste of my wife, Maxine.
Boy, I tell you, you're ready for a rest. And a cigarette.
Up there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach.
Yeah, Gif.
Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest. And a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
Get lucky. Oh, my God.
It's not wearing off.
Mm.
I keep thinking that at some point I'm not going to laugh as hard as I did the last time, but I did.
It's got a combination of things going on. Are you disciplining yourself now?
You heard that? I put that over here. I'm going to put a couple of tapes on top of it.
Yeah, bolt it down to the computer monitor.
Bad tapes.
Yeah,
stay
my
there,
wife,
now.
Maxine.
Don't tempt me anymore.
Woo!
Now listen, let me give out our telephone number because we take some calls.
All right.
At 1-800-636-1067. That is the toll-free number for this show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'll take a call right now just to throw myself a change up.
Good.
If you will. So I will stop thinking about the great taste of my wife, Maxine.
And those heavies.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh.
Difference between...
My Peter. Oh, my Peter.
He's like my wife, Maxine.
My wife, Maxine.
My wife, Maxine.
Listen, did you just call the egg us on, sir?
My wife, Maxine.
Okay, all right. Stop it. We're very bad like that.
Oh, that sounded weird for a second. Thought I was in the tunnel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Hi. Well, first of all, I saw you in Ocean City. I want to say great show.
Oh, glad you enjoyed our program.
Yeah, I was one of the two or three black guys in the 3,000 people there.
Hey, you know, we try to keep those numbers down.
Were you the black guy twins? I met black guy twins.
Oh, no. I was I was closer to the front. I had, like, a purple shirt, whatever. But, Mike, you kind of got that John Goodman, Tom Arnold thing going. I don't know what you feel about Roseanne, but you kind of look like those two guys, a combination of the two.
And a finer compliment, it is, wow, you'll be hard pressed to find.
Well, I mean,
John Goodman, Tom. Which, do you think more John Goodman or more Tom Arnold?
I'd say more John Goodman.
And I would say that that is the better of the two. Oh, yeah. To be compared to Tom Arnold.
Definitely. You think I'm as fat as John Goodman?
No, not at all.
Well,
no.
What, you mean just the look?
Just the look. Kind of, and even that Norm from Cheers, kind of,
yeah,
with the curly hair.
All right.
But aside from
listen, why don't you send us a picture of you?
Yeah, okay, I mean, I got it. Kind of got the.
So, you know, you're saying no, not that fat, but you're talking about Norm from Cheers,
No.
Big fat, pendulated stomach. You're talking about John Goodman, huge fat. I mean, John Goodman seriously looks like he's going to have a major heart attack.
Well, I'm a black guy. We call him Big Boned.
What you call what?
We call him Big Boned.
Big Boned.
Big Boned.
But I'm not as fat as either one of those.
Not at all.
Certainly not.
I'm a fat guy, but I'm not that fat.
No, I mean, I'm not a small guy by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, really?
No,
you know,
are you as fat as Sherman Klump?
Over the years,
I know.
Buzz gets upset about Jerry Stiller, but over the years, I would like to point out now that we've got a collection. We've got John Goodman. Now we've got Norm from Cheers. We also have Vincent Price, Brian Dennehy.
Let me just say
and
that
the late Brian Keith.
Let me say that Vincent Price is the wild card.
Yeah.
I don't know where that Vincent Price came from.
I don't either.
Obviously, never really sourced.
I don't either.
But actually, why I called, that tape gets funnier and funnier each time you play it.
Oh, the gift tape?
Yeah, I mean, I know you're saying Buzz is kind of your barometer, but every time you play it, I didn't laugh until like the fourth time.
Uh-huh. All right, well, thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
And I know I do remember you. You looked a little bit like Johnny Brown. No, it might have been Al Roker.
people mistake me for the guys on Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men.
No, I saw you. You were in Good Burger. I'll see you later.
Thank right, you, man.
Goodbye.
Oh, man, that's great. The compliments keep coming.
Never stop. You know, meanwhile, I feel like I'm lucky here. I just dodged a bullet there, man.
You know, there's always that chance when we do those live shows. Hey, you know, you look a little bit like John Goodman, or maybe Norm from Cheers. There was one other. Oh, Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
Yes, I forgot Tom Arnold. I'm so flattered.
Gee, Rosie. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Hey, great tape.
What's a great tape? Oh, the gift tape.
Yeah.
That is a great tape.
You'll be hearing it a lot today.
I'm sure we will. Hey, page D2, USA Today.
If you're calling about Rosie O'Donnell, I already saw it.
Yep.
I already pointed it out to Mike. And listen, here's my thought. If you didn't know it was Rosie O'Donnell, I already said this to Rob, and you put your hand over the bottom of the caption.
Right.
You know, you could write the caption, former 1960s singing star Bobby Sherman on his way to a fat farm.
Oh, yeah.
There is a picture today in USA Today of Rosie O'Donnell.
It is one of the worst pictures of her I've ever seen.
She looks, I am serious, she looks like a pig that has just climbed out of one of those big troughs that they eat out of. Look at her. Unwashed, dirty hair. No makeup.
Boy, and you know, it's a black and white photo, and normally those can be a little more flattering, but let me tell you, I don't know what's that look. You don't see that look on her little TV show, that's for sure.
And listen, no surprise, she's at the WNBA game, okay?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying nothing, but you know what I'm saying. She's the ball girl.
Yeah, she got front row seats.
Just waiting for some of those girls. Some of those girls look like they have balls in the WNBA.
Hi there!
I think it's so funny. Have you seen Cheryl Miller?
No.
She's Reggie Miller's sister. She's actually a pretty good-looking woman for a former athlete.
And she's one of the stars, isn't she?
She's a coach.
She's a coach? Wow.
She's a coach of some team, but she dresses like Paula Poundstone.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? She wears like men's suits out there.
I hate that.
Really? It really looks bad.
I think sundresses. In fact, I think even for the players.
Yeah.
Sundresses.
Tube tops.
Too tough.
Daisy Dukes?
Yeah, that's right. Daisy Dukes for all the players.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey guys, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
Hey, good. Hey, the thing about that gift tape, it sounds eerily like Hank Hill. Like if you slowed it down a little bit. Riding those heavies.
No, I think you're stretching, sir.
But really? Listen, as long as you enjoy it, we're very happy.
It's too funny. Look for the big red bullseye.
You know, he is from Texas, though. Yeah. Gift is from Texas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd like to speak to Don and Mike.
Yes. It's working great, Beav.
You're a child, though.
Yes, where's Mommy or Daddy?
Crap, you gotta be older.
Yeah, crap, you gotta be older. Are you one of the latchkey kids?
No.
The latchkey kids.
The latchkey kids.
No one's home with the latchkey kids. Well, listen, really, are mommy or daddy around?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, all we need is a permission from mom or dad.
Yeah. Hello, Mrs. Johnson. He won't be able to attend today.
This is Ward Cleaver.
He come down with something.
Real unexpected.
It's working great, Beef.
The latchkey kid's now searching futilely throughout the entire house to find Anna.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes?
Yes, are you that little munchkin's mother?
Yes. What's wrong?
Well, listen, we're doing a radio show here that is geared at adults.
Yeah, if this was TV, this would have one of those, like, triple X things up in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes, and we just want to make sure that a youngster, if he's going to be exposed to the show, does so with mom and dad's permission.
I see. What kind of show is this?
It's an awful show. It's a show right from Satan's belly.
Yes, that's what we're billed as, coming from Satan's belly each and every day. And it's fine for kids to listen to the show if there is an older person, a supervisor close by, to monitor the volume control and all.
Because, I mean, I hate to think the psychological damage that's already been done if he's already heard Frank Gifford talking about his wife Maxine on our show today.
Maxine?
Yes, we have a piece of tape from Frank Gifford that we started the show with. It's very, very funny.
Well, let me play it for you, and then you can be the judge. How old was that child who called us there?
Okay.
How old was the child?
Yeah. 12.
All right. Oh. All right, well, I have a 12-year-old also.
Mm-hmm.
And, I should probably let my kid listen to this, but, you know, that's me. I'm kind of progressive. Like.
Okay.
So here's the tape, and you decide now if you want your child listening. This is pretty representative of what we do on our show.
See that hot dog out there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford, waiting for a good set of heavies to come up, like this my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with, and that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
Were you listening? I heard you talking there.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't listening.
I'm listening. I'm telling him to get off of there.
Very good.
Good job.
Listen, Mom, we're not running a daycare center here, okay? If you want a babysitter, turn on the TV.
Yeah, throw PBS on, like Barney or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but listen, I do have a tape for your son. Put your son back on, please.
I don't think you should talk to him anymore. You already said he's not supposed to be listening.
Well, it's a tape that maybe will help him. It's a tape. Do you know who Art Linkletter is?
Oh, yeah.
It's a tape that we play for kids from Art Linkletter.
You can listen in, too, with your son if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay, just put him on the line. You can stay on the extension.
Michael,
pick up the phone. Mom. Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, listen now to Mr. Linkletter. He has a very important message for you.
Now, of course, you know that every living thing has babies of the same kind as the parents. A mother and father horse only have baby rhinoceros, and your mother and father, of course, only have baby horses. A mother and father rhinoceros only have a baby boys and girls.
All right.
Are you clear on that now, son?
Yeah.
That's where babies come from.
Very good.
Now, listen, why did you call in the first place, Junior?
I thought you could, like, talk to him.
Yeah, you're talking to us now.
You're talking to us now, but you see, we normally don't take calls from children.
Oh.
Unless we fathered them.
Oh.
In that case,
true.
They can all call in.
Yeah, they call anytime they want. They came from our loins.
All right.
But as far as I know, we didn't get it on with your mom, so you're not ours. So do what Autumn Cosby did.
Mm-hmm.
Take us to court.
Take us to court. Just like Doug Llewellyn says.
Prove that we're your daddy.
And now you should really try to help your mom with some chores.
Could you go outside and split some wood or something?
Isn't there something you could...
Could you go milk a cow or something?
Is there any shrubbery to be cleaned?
Why don't you go catch some victuals for dinner?
Yeah, why don't you go out and catch dinner? I bet your mom would let you cook it if you found something that was living, and your mom would probably clean it, and cook it.
Skin it and cook it. Do you live by a highway?
No.
Well, if you go out to a mate, that's what I would advise you to turn off the radio.
If he doesn't live by a highway, Don, that might mean he lives in the country.
You live in the country, son?
No.
Ooh. Are there any big rocks in your yard? Like you could lift them up.
You find lots of tasty stuff under there.
It's amazing how many things are edible.
Some of them varmints are good.
If it's moving and living, the odds are you might be able to eat it.
And most of it tastes just like chicken.
Are there any dead birds in your yard?
Hello?
You know, it tastes just like chicken.
Well, listen, we're going to have to move on, but please don't call the show. You can call us in six more years.
All right.
In the year 2003.
Why don't you paint the inside of the house today? I'm sure your mom wouldn't mind. Go find in the basement some old paint can, and I'm sure you could decorate one of the walls.
Right. You don't need those chips, though.
Those lead paint chips.
Yeah, that's right. Not potato chips, those lead chips.
Very bad. Those are not edible.
That's bad. Okay. Listen, thank you, son.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I only wish I had time to raise all of these children, yeah, each individually myself.
But look at the ideas we gave him. We gave him the link letter tape. We talked to his mother, gave her some parenting lessons. And now we're giving the boy some advice on how to come up with a good meal.
Down in his room, sniffing paint fumes and eating paint chips the rest of the day. Hey, but the disc jockeys told me to. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if you could do a favor for me.
Of course, yes. We're here. We are here to serve you.
No, that's why I called you.
Service with a smile, baby.
Hey, my fiance got me to start listening to you guys, probably about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've listened faithfully ever since on my way to work or on my way home, and you guys just put me in a great mood.
Well, thank you.
And lately, he hasn't been listening. He's been listening to his rock station when he works. So every time I come home or I want to know, did you hear
this? Oh, this is very simple. This is very simple. Can you cross your legs? Can you, just ask, can you cross your legs?
Yes.
I want you to do that.
Well, no, I don't want to do that.
Do that until your fiance comes around.
Yeah, you cut him off until he starts listening to our program again.
I cut him off, I cut me off. That doesn't help.
Oh, honey, listen. Listen, I want you to look on your arms. You got anything attached to the end of your arm?
Sure.
Okay?
You know what I'm saying? Do yourself a little Yellow Pages commercial.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I want you guys to give him a call.
No, I don't have time to beg every person who decides to change the channel.
You owe that to us to get him to switch because of the loyalty you have to this program.
Uh-huh.
And listen, frankly, I want to tell you something. If he left us, that means he'll leave you.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah. Where is he right now?
He's at work.
I bet he's having a dinner right now. Where are you calling from? West Coast?
Sacramento, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 12:25 out there. Hey, yeah. I'll meet you at the Notel Motel. I know my wife's going to be listening to that radio show I got her hooked on.
Do you know exactly where he is?
Yeah, he's probably in his truck.
In his truck, mobile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he just found out he's got to work 7 days, 10-hour days, and he doesn't get paid overtime.
Oh, dear. Listen to this.
Hold on.
Remember that line? 7-hour day.
Hold on.
Seven days, 10-hour days.
You believe this? My husband has to start working 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and he gets no extra money. If I was you, I would smell his hand tonight. Smell his hand. Check out his underpants.
Yeah, good idea to follow him to work one day.
No, he's a good man.
He's a good worker. Well, it sounds like he's going to get way far in this world working 7 days a week, 10 hours a day, for no extra money.
It's temporary. Hey, when you work for the company he works for, they've got to get these things done. Mm-hmm. They don't care. They hire the people they don't have to pay. They get the supervisors to do it, so they don't have to pay them overtime.
I wish I had a wife this gullible. You know, it's my curse that I married such a bright woman. I can't get away with anything on my wife. Boy, I wish I was married to you.
Oh, boy. Hey, girl, I hate this going into the office on Sunday. Has he been dressing better?
No.
Honey, it's 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. I got to go into work till about 7 o'clock tonight, but I'm not going to be paid anything for it. See you later. This is just temporary, though.
Is it field work, or is he working out of an office?
No, it's field work.
That's it.
It's a field of dreams.
That's it.
That's what that is.
You guys are mean. You're so mean.
I'm just trying to open your eyes to something.
No, hey, I'm marrying him. He's got 4 kids. My eyes are wide open.
You have 4 kids already?
No, well, a total, we have 6 together.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, the first thing you got to do is get yourself fixed. Before you do anything else, for goodness sake.
You know what the sad thing is? The sad thing is, next week, you're going to call us, and you're going to say, Don and Mike, I thought about what you said. I checked it out, and you were right. We're not happy about this.
Somebody wants him with 4 kids, they can have him.
Hey, listen, I'm sure he's with her now.
What?
Just remember this. If he left us, he can leave you.
No.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Well, the first step to getting him back is to get him to listen to this program.
But we don't have the time to call him back. And listen, if he's not smart enough to listen to our show, if he'd rather listen to some stupid records, I say let him.
Who cares? And you know who's probably getting him to listen to that other music? The other woman.
Yeah, look at that. The whole time that you've known him, he's listened to our station. But now
not the whole time.
There's somebody else who's influencing him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Sparky, turn Don and Mike off. Put on that rock music. I want you to do me while we listen to Aqualung.
You gotta monitor that. You gotta get him listening to this program. That's the first step.
Oh, so then I can trap him. If he doesn't know what you guys were talking about, then I know.
Right? Yeah, see? Perfect. Now we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, now we're working together as a team.
We're here to help you.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
All right, listen, but regardless, if you got so many kids, you're like a Play-Doh fun factory, please cross your legs.
Are they all yours?
Nope.
Okay, how many are yours?
Two.
Oh. Only two.
The old woman who lives in the shoe.
Oh, boy. Sounds like he's been a busy camper, huh?
Yeah.
You got to worry about a guy like that who plants a seed all over the place.
He's not going to be planting anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he tells you.
Sure.
Working those 10-hour days, 7 days a week for no extra money. But it's just temporary.
Yeah, he's probably working at the sperm bank.
He's the president of the sperm bank.
You're just so mean.
Yeah, we're so mean. We're here opening your eyes up to what's going on. And don't shoot the messenger, okay?
You've heard the song. You always hurt the ones you love.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. See, we hurt because we love.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you guys get any extra money for all the extra work you do?
The extra work we do?
We don't do any extra work. What are you talking about?
Well, when you go on your little promos and everything, do you get paid extra for the...
What is a little promo when you're talking about a little promo?
Huh?
You mean like when we went to the beach?
Like the beach, we got the same money. We didn't get paid extra.
We get the same money all the time. Listen, my wife has one of those collars on me. You know what an electric fence is?
Where do you buy them? Where do you get them?
Yeah, you need one too. Yeah. I only wish my wife...
I think you're convincing me I do.
I only wish my wife was as gullible as you. All right, well, listen, as long as you're listening to the show, that's all we care about.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks.
And don't you think about some other girl's head hitting the backboard of the bed there.
Pat him.
And she's going, turn on Led Zeppelin.
Hasn't even crossed my mind.
Oh, well, so we're glad we could enlighten you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Really? Really? Smell his hands. I'll see you later.
Call us if anything happens, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a real happy ending if she called and said, hey, Donna, Mike, guess what? He was screwing around with some secretary at work.
And then, if that is the case, you can always do better.
No. We'll find you somebody.
No.
Yeah, we can find... Yeah, really, if this happens, it will help you.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, well, listen, you are very welcome.
Thank you very much.
See, who needs that? Dr. Laura, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We give you the real advice.
Yeah. I got her book.
Yeah, he sure did.
He's going to come home. He's going to come home tonight, and she's going to say, they were the meanest guys I've ever spoken to in my entire life. He's like, yeah, well, that's why I don't listen to them anymore. Listen, I got to get up at about 5 a.m. tomorrow.
I got to go to work.
I'll be home at about midnight.
But no extra money in 7 days a week. Listen, does he come back like with the suntan and stuff?
Well, he works outside, of course.
He's got
those tan lines with his T-shirt, so, I know at least he's not taking his shirt off.
Like the Archie Bunker T-shirt?
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe he isn't messing around.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for your help.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, goodbye. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, another person educated.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
A taste of my wife, Maxine. Let me hear that one more time before we go.
Let's do it.
Okay, last thing.
See that high dog out there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
Maybe it's wearing off just a little
there
bit.
There you go, Geef.
Still funny.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
While I was trying to figure out why the guy was saying what he was saying, Nikki just hit him. No matter how big a guy might be, Nikki would take him on. You beat Nikki with fists, he comes back with a bat. You beat him with a knife, he comes back with a gun. And if you beat him with a gun, you better kill him. Because he'll keep coming back and back until one of you is dead.
The Don and Mike Show. Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
And then I walked in the door and somebody said to me, hey, you know that guy Joey?
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy that you ordered not to go on that other radio show?
Yes.
Yeah, he did it.
Oh, Oh, great.
He did it. So we are going to deal with that, I guess, in the opening part of the show. That's what all the phones are on hold about, right?
Wonderful.
All right. Let me see.
Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi, is this Todd?
This is Todd.
Let me give out our toll-free number. It's 1-800-636-1067. You can call us anytime during the show. Hello, Todd.
Hello.
Hi.
Heard Joey this morning on the Morning Guy show on WAVV.
Oh, man. I mean, we didn't make it any more clear to him.
No. You know,
they said they were trying to prepare him to be on y'all's show, though.
You know, this really perplexes me. This really, it's like a stick up my butt. Well, there's no other way to describe it. Mike is uncomfortable, makes it hard for me to sit down.
Yeah. There's a guy right now with scabs on his head that's starting to clap his hands really loudly. There's a guy named Rob that's out there and in his rotten T-shirt, his terribly rotten T-shirt, he's jumping up and down for joy.
Oh, that doesn't mean that he's going to get the job. Just let me say, I don't know if the guy who originally ate his own hair is going to get the job. We may have to have another round of competition.
I think so.
So we have this contest to find a new comedy slave. And this guy, Joey, very nice, personable guy, a gentle giant, something like 6'6 and 300 and some pounds, calls us up from Alabama and says, hey, I would love to come and I'd love to audition for this to be on your show.
Right.
To make a long story short, he comes up, he wins the audition, he goes back to Alabama, and he's going to pack his stuff and he's going to move up here to D.C.
Sure.
Well, yesterday, the program director, see, we're on an AM station. And the AM station is a sister station to an FM station that is much more powerful, has many more listeners, and is a totally different format. It plays records.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that the morning disc jockeys on this station spend a lot of time listening to our show and recycling our bits. You know, that's something that's done throughout the radio business.
Of course it is.
But I can't understand why they became so enamored with Joey.
Yeah, I guess they listened to the show and got the idea that they would pirate Joey from us, and we didn't want to have anything to do with that.
Listen, I got news for you loser disc jockeys whose names I don't even know. Open your own phones and find your own guy.
There are lots of people like Joey out there.
You know, I still don't understand the reason that they wanted to get involved with this, except that... Yes?
They've got their own guy.
They all have their own guy. I think the point is, though, they took our guy.
Right. Yeah, well, they sent your new guy out with their guy this morning.
Well, see, I don't want our show to be involved with their show. That's not cross-promotion. That is somebody taking something that we've done.
Well, they said that all morning, said this is cross-promotion, and every time they would mention him, they would mention he's going to be on Don and Mike on 1480 AM.
Well, I don't care. I don't care.
And beyond what they did,
Told Joey yesterday, we flat out told that big idiot not to do it.
They can do whatever they want, but we told Joey, you know, do not go on any other radio show.
Well, Joey, I hope you liked it, you big dope. Yeah. Don't drive up here now.
Save the expense of getting the truck. That's all. You know, I guess I look at it as I'm glad it didn't happen later. Yeah. Happened sooner than later.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And even if those disc jockeys did say that he was going to be a part of our show on the AM station, why can't they just find their own bit? You know, we didn't ask for their help. We're doing fine in Mobile, Alabama, getting numbers on our own.
And it's not really on our radio station. It's the FM sister station.
That we compete with.
Exactly.
They are not a friendly station to us. We hate all stations that we compete with.
It is war. It is always war.
You understand? That way it's very much like sports. You know, it's us against them, and there's a winner and there's a loser.
You know, this is the second time, too. This is after he had told Rob that he would call Rob, that he would talk to Rob at 10 o'clock in the morning, and he left town at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. All right, so what did he do? What did they say? Todd, can you tell me more information, please?
Well, I didn't catch everything they did this morning. I know they sent him out with their intern, and we got these paper guys here in Mobile that sell papers in the street, and they had him go up and try to haggle with the guy. He only wanted to pay him 25 cents for a 50-cent paper.
Oh, sounds like a great bit, man.
Sounds hysterically funny.
Yeah. That's the only thing I really heard him doing this morning. But they talk bad about you guys, too.
They talk bad. Well, good for them. Good for them.
And they didn't steal the bits from y'all.
Goddamn losers, you didn't steal our bits? What are you doing with the guy that we found on our show on your show? You stupid pussies! God!
Their names are Wayne and Jay.
No, their names are Dog Crap and Dog Crap. You got it? Do you got me?
We're just in the get-go stages of the Don and Mike show.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, we steal all their bits. That's why whenever they get somebody on their show, we immediately want to have that person on our show.
You know, here I am once again finding the good in something, Don. We saved ourselves some trouble here. We got a guy. Seriously, this is the second time. Usually it's one strike. But we figured we'd give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. He's not trustworthy. That's all there is to it.
Well, I sure do hope that he enjoys being on that show in Mobile.
Hope they can use him on a regular basis.
Good luck to him. And thank Todd, listen, thank you for being our spy.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, man, that's a pisser.
That's too bad.
That is just a pisser. All right, let me call him.
That is very unfortunate.
Man, there is such a thing known as exclusivity.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sure, and he doesn't even have to understand that. We just told him.
Can we talk to Joey?
She's gone.
She's on hold already.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I remember the very last...
Howdy, happy, happy.
Yes, hi, this is Don and Mike, and we're on the air right now. Can we talk to Joey, please?
Ye certainly can. Can you help one moment?
Yes, thank ye.
Yeah, it's the last thing we said to him. I remember it. It's the last thing we said.
Whatever you do, don't go on the other show.
Don't go on any other shows.
Made it very clear.
You know, he could have ended this himself. I mean, he could have not put himself in this position himself.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so obvious that maybe he wanted to go against what we wanted him to do.
Oh, who knows? Listen, maybe he was a plant by those disc jockeys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they want their names mentioned on this show. Well, their names are Dog Crap and Dog Crap.
Hey, are you there?
Yes.
Hold on a minute. I'll put you right on through.
Thank you. In Mobile, Alabama. Joey?
Yes.
Joey, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, listen, you dope. What's wrong with you?
What did we tell you yesterday?
You said don't go on the radio.
And why did you do that?
Because I'm milking this for all it's worth.
Why? Good. I hope you milked it, man. I hope you milked it because you're dead to me. You stupid son of a bitch.
Up yours.
You big fat turkey. You ate your own pubic hair, you idiot.
Ate your wife, too.
No, you ate yours. We were there. We saw you on the stage.
You weren't there afterwards.
Oh, so this is your comeback now, Joey, that you ate my wife's pubic hair?
Don't call me up saying big dude.
What did we ask you when we got off the phone with you? What was the one thing we wanted you to do?
We said,
you asked.
No, we said, don't go on any other show.
Well, I hope that worked out for you, Joey.
Has anybody called you about that show? Did I got those DJs to say your show's name? I know.
Thank you so much.
90 times.
No. Thank you so much. What did we ask you, though, Joey? What did we say? Did we say, listen, whatever you do, don't go on another show?
Isn't that what we said?
Well, you asked me not to go on that show.
Just like Rob said, call him at 10 o'clock when you blew out of town at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're not trustworthy.
You know, Joey, I thought you were a good guy, man. I swear to God I thought you were a good guy.
I mean, I had the best of intentions to plug your show.
I don't need the help of WABB FM or those stupid morning disc jockeys for our show to be a success.
I really do apologize. I had the best intentions.
No, you couldn't have had the best intentions when we went through it with you yesterday and we said, don't go on any other show.
Yeah. I mean, we made it indelibly clear. You knew where we were coming from on that. You knew exactly where we were coming from on that.
I think
the first answer is the truth. You're milking whatever in your own mind, milking it for all it's worth. Or you didn't have any intention.
But I mean, I really was trying to, you know, not necessarily plug it, but get it out there.
But that's the one thing we said. We said don't do that. Don't go on any other shows.
Yeah.
That's what we said.
Yeah, you did.
Right.
So just explain to me why you did it. What's the thought process? What, you didn't get enough attention? When you were on a national radio show? You didn't get enough attention when you were the focus of the show for a couple of days?
I really just wanted to be in a radio booth.
You wanted to see it?
Yeah, I mean, I never have been in the station, never have.
Well, you know, you were going to come up here and you were going to see,
Jesus Christ,
our radio booth.
That's what I'm talking about. Before I came up there, I just wanted to go see what it was like.
So you had to go on the morning show. You couldn't just go to the station and say, hey, I'd like to take a tour.
Well, I mean, they asked me to come on.
Yeah, we asked you not to.
Well, I went on there.
Yeah?
Yeah, so now good luck. They can have you.
Okay.
Rot and die.
You too.
You big turd. Why don't you go take another turd in your mommy's dress? Huh? Why don't you go do that?
You let us down,
big hillbilly.
You let us down.
I apologize, guys.
Well, listen, enjoy your moment in the sun. And listen, do me a favor. When those other disc jockeys find out that you're just a big elephant man type, tell me when they drop you, give me a call.
Well,
okay. When your 5 minutes of fame is done on WABB-FM, give me a call.
Betrayal. Betrayal is terrible.
So when the TV show that contacted me.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
When I was supposed to call them back, don't mention your name on there.
On a TV show, Joey, I tell you what, if you get on a television show, I will kiss your ass on national radio. And I don't mean going on and being featured like as the local bumpkin on the Channel 5 news.
No, I mean this is a legit national show.
National television? They called you after you were on our show?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, they said, no, don't say on national, but I can tell you off the air.
No, you can tell us on the air because obviously you don't do what you say you're going to do.
I mean, they said don't.
And what
we said don't go on the other show. So you can break that promise just like you broke that one to us yesterday.
So you mean you're on our show and you eat your own pubic hair and stuff, and then a talk show calls you, a national talk show.
Yeah.
And what did they say to you?
They want me to come on. They're doing a show on people who've done crazy stuff to win crazy contests.
Oh. Listen. Do you ever listen to the show? Don't you know that I turned down that show for us, one of those shows? We're going to have a bunch of disc jockeys proving how each one was stupider than the first?
No.
You don't win when you're in that situation. And if you go on that show, you better go on that show and tell them you lied to us. You lied to us.
Guys, if I can't come up, I'll still listen. And I'll still and say your names and national TV.
Well, you know, the bottom line here and the thing that gets us more angry than anything else is that you said you weren't going to do it and you did it.
I know. And I apologize.
And that's real important because, you know, believe it or not, as silly as these positions are and the stupid stuff we have people do, trust is the only thing we ask of people when they come into this situation.
Yeah, I'll wait to see you. I'll wait to see you on that. And you know what? If you weren't on this show, and first off, I don't even know if that I believe that a television show really called you. But do you realize, Joey, that you would have never, if you really did get that call, you would have never gotten that call if you weren't on a national show. You got that?
I'm losing you.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, so why would you want to bite the hand that had been feeding you?
I really don't know, Don.
No, I don't get it. I
can't hear you.
I don't.
What do you mean you can't hear me?
Hello?
No, I really can't.
You can't hear us?
At all. I mean, you're barely coming in.
That's a nice coincidence.
That's like halfway through the conversation. Can you hear us now?
Hello.
Oh, man.
Let me just say, this is a weak way out of the argument. This is a really weak way out.
We're back.
Oh, now we're back?
Yeah.
Now we're back. Hey, thanks to the phone company. They're fantastic, man. Thank you. They're really great.
Glad they could fix that line.
They're really great.
Man. You got a little problem with the truth there, Joey.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
Big problem.
No problem at all.
Yeah, we can't bring somebody on board we don't trust.
Big problem. Boy, oh boy. You know, like I said, this wouldn't be so bad if I didn't think, you know, that if I hadn't thought you were a nice guy. Thought you were an okay guy, man.
Well, I hope you understand. I did it for the best of intentions. And if you can't understand.
Don't BS a BSer, Joey. You didn't do it for the best of intentions.
No, honestly, did it.
You did it because you got to
get my 15 minutes of fame in the sunshine, whether it be in Mobile or Washington, D.C. I really don't care.
Yeah, well, I hope you enjoyed it. It's over.
We don't care either.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Go put on your mommy's dress.
I'll take your wife's off while I'm at it.
You know, the thing is...
Hey, that's nice. That's nice, you stupid MF-er. How dare you talk about my wife, you big pig. I should come down there and make love to your mother. You dope. If you talk about my wife that way. If you want to insult somebody, insult me, you big, fat hypocrite.
No, he's gone. The end of that saga. We're better off.
Yeah. Sure.
Better off. We've got him. If we brought him into the inner sanctum... You don't know what would have happened.
Wow.
Well.
What a dick.
Yeah, just a liar. That's all there was. Just a liar. Just a guy that's just a BSer. Probably lots of stories about him lying to other people, too. He lied to us. We asked him. It's the one thing we asked him. He said, we asked him, but during that conversation, he says, okay. He ended the cut. Yeah, I won't go on another show. Yeah, we have the tape. We can play back the tape. That's
I just
exactly
want my
right.
15 minutes of fame, man. My 15 minutes in the sun. Yeah. Hope you liked it, Joey.
My daddy's rich. I don't care about anything. I don't have to do anything. Be responsible.
All right.
All right.
Petty, you bet we are.
Well, listen.
No, you're right.
You know, we were nice to that guy, and that guy entered a contest here and won the contest. And, you know, all this backbiting and petty stuff, man, this is the way radio goes.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Stupid hillbilly. God.
Come now. You speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
No, just him.
Man, that makes me mad.
Just him, man.
That really makes me mad.
Don't be talking about my wife. You big fat hillbilly. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Oh God.
You varmint eating roadkill sucking Cletus gap tooth big fat hillbilly. 15 minutes of fame. That's your 15 minutes of fame.
There it is.
See you in the lockup, Joey.
Yeah.
See you in the lockup. That's where guys like you end up. I'll be watching you one night on my show, In Pursuit.
Freaking. I love that show, by the way. It sounds great.
Dynamite's In Pursuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's in production now.
Dynamite's In Pursuit, a Quinn Martin production.
Easily, easily.
With that big hand coming out.
Mark 7.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, do we have to start with such hostility on a good-looking Friday, everybody?
I still do you a world of good if you get mad at a big Jethro like that.
Well, you know, we had to take care of business.
Oh, man, I can't believe that hypocrite does that to you.
Had the TCB.
It's bite the hand that feeds you, man. Yeah. I can't believe that.
Hey, believe me, the way this thing ended, there were question marks about this guy from the very beginning. You know, and trust is the main thing, you know?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hello there.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Can you believe that guy?
Oh, we're not totally surprised, but we're a little bit disappointed.
You know what?
Because I could tell the other day when he didn't show up and he was headed towards home, I knew there was something wrong. You guys are the radio guys.
I think really what I said before, I think, is really the truth. Yeah. I think the truth is...
No. Hold on. Time out.
Rob?
The other guy, the guy with the dirty T-shirt, he's outside and he has a sign that says, trust me.
I like it.
Yes.
I love you, man. I got to run.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
God bless you.
Thank you. All right.
God bless the United States of America.
Rob, didn't take him long. Where did he sleep? In his car in the parking lot?
You know, that guy Joey, man, even if he had said, hey, listen, I'm sorry I was stupid, I went on that show. You know, but it was right. As soon as I said something about him eating his pubic hair, which he did,
right.
You know, which I totally loved.
Sure.
I endorsed that. It was a fantastic bit. Right away, he's got to say something nasty about my wife, man.
Yeah, didn't hesitate at all. So that I question the old motives there, too.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hi.
Not to be a conspiracy theorist, but I got to wonder if he wasn't a plant from this other morning show the whole time. They sent him up here when they heard about it and had him go through it and do whatever it took to win.
Yes, but what do they get out of it? You know, all we've said is that WABB-FM is a stupid station and those guys are dog crap.
Just as a wacky bit, you know.
You never know. You never know.
See, but here's the thing. I would buy that if it was someone who was doing radio of the genre that we do.
Right.
But you're talking about guys who play 10 records an hour, guys who can only talk for 2 minutes at a time. It would take 2 minutes to explain what you were just talking about.
The theory I have about this is that he never had any intention of it. I really think that he did it on purpose. I think that he realized that it was an out. He didn't want to leave Mobile, and that's what he did.
Well, he shouldn't have been such a girl about it.
I'll tell you something right now. I mean, the guy...
No offense to you girls out there.
The guy lacked credibility. There was trustworthiness factors all over this.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope he has a good time on WABB-FM.
Sure. Let him rock and roll.
He's going to be the big star down there, man. Someday I'm going to turn on my TV and say, hey, it's the Fat Joey Show. Tonight, Joey will take a crap in his mom's dress. Then he'll be eating his own pubic hair. And now, here's the hillbilly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can I be the new slave?
Oh, no. Well, see. And, as far as the replaceable factor.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yep.
Rob.
Hello. That guy's still outside, Mike.
Trust me.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
That guy's a big puss.
Yes, we're all agreed on that, sir. We're all agreed on that.
God, what a loser.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I just love the way that sounded.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, our audience understands what's going on.
They sure do.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just want to say that, you know, that Joey guy, you know, he settled for a hamburger when he could have steak.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And a little piece of hamburger that had been regurgitated.
Exactly.
Not even real hamburger.
And the kind of food that comes out of, like, falcons' mouths when they're feeding their young, when they regurgitate into their young's mouth.
He had a spam burger.
Good.
Okay, last call on this topic, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Maybe Rob A just can't be replaced.
Well, no, listen, if there's anything I've learned, it's that Rob A is totally replaceable. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. You guys are the best.
All right. No more calls about that.
So anyway.
Well, it's just another chapter.
Yeah, there you go.
Another chapter. The Joey chapter is closed.
But listen, I guarantee at some point, you know, 6 months from now, 7 months from now, somebody's going to call and say, remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was up on top of a building wearing his mom's dress.
The yellow dress.
Soiled.
The yellow dress, and it was soiled. He was shooting at people. That's going to be, you just mark my words.
Sure.
It's coming sometime soon.
I think maybe life's come a little too easy to young Joey.
Mm-hmm. Rich boy.
That's probably what it is. That's probably the problem.
Spoiled rich boy.
Yep, spoiled rich boy. You know, he said that right at the beginning. He told us that.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I can do whatever I want. My daddy's got money.
Well, real good.
Mm-hmm.
Watch you eat pubic hair every hour on the hour on WABB-FM. That's good, Joey. I thought that was a fantastic idea, man. That really endeared me to him. I thought he had the spirit of a guy who would do anything for this show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's too bad.
It's a shame.
That's too bad. He had some real potential.
He did indeed.
Well, he's dead to me now.
I know he is. Me too.
Yep. Is he dead to you, Buzz?
Dead to me.
How about you, Rob?
Joey who?
Dead man walking.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, Uncle Fester is still outside with a big sign that says, trust me.
Uncle Fester is persistent.
Yes, I don't know.
Listen, I don't either. None of us know.
I've been terribly scarred by Joey.
I know. We need a breather.
Yes. I don't want to go to that scary guy outside just on the rebound, Mike.
I understand.
I think he'll be true to us.
I understand. Although he, you know, it was his idea initially that spurred Joey on to doing the pubic hair when he carved his skull up with that Bic razor
and ate the hair.
See
him outside though.
Is he wearing one of those T-shirts again?
Well, it looks like a clean T-shirt this time.
Clean T-shirt.
Huh. It looks like. Let me see a T-shirt. Put your signs down for a second. We have to wait 10 seconds for the delay to catch up because he's listening on in his headphones. Right. Now he's walking the other. Walk back this way. Mm-hmm. Put your signs down. Let me see a T-shirt. He has on a Club Med t-shirt.
Club Med. There you go. Cosmopolitan guy.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
Cosmo guy.
I don't know. Let's do a quick commercial break, and I'll try to pull myself together from this emotional shock. Someone get my shrink on the phone. Call Dr. Katz, please. And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just sitting, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's hurry off, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, oh no. What are they doing? Wait, let me see. Oh, my band is destroyed. I grew. I thought they were going to... I know. Well, I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going to vamp. Okay. Okay, thanks.
The Don and Mike Show. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello?
Hello, Sugar Bear.
Hi, honey.
I find that very sad.
What?
Well, that you were talking to me during the commercials, and you said, wait a minute, I'll talk to you on the air. And then you said, well, wait, no, there's more than a minute to go. I'll call you back.
Right.
Like, you couldn't make small talk with me. It's impossible to talk with me for a minute.
Hold on a second. How long did I make small talk with her during the commercials, Mike? You were sitting there.
I was reading my USA Today Larry King article, but I think you spoke to her for about 60 seconds.
For a long time.
No, a long time. It was like 15 seconds in which I asked how the weather was on Mike's vacation. We had scintillating conversation, and then you said, well, wait, I'll call you back, instead of just chatting with me for a minute.
This is why, you know, I'm starting to be glad again that I'm back at work again. Although, you know what? Listen, there's so many things that I could talk to you about here, honey. I could talk about our dogs eating chocolate.
Yeah.
And we had a big scare with the vet.
Yeah. That's very bad.
I could talk about our Christmas Eve party in which my wife and I were karaokeing to Carpenter songs.
Hey, I like that.
Wow. Which I had bet $100 that there was no way that my husband would sing karaoke, but he surprises me. There's always something new about him.
Or I've got many things to tell you about our vacation. I could tell you about my real rave out. When I screamed and yelled at Frida and Bart when we were skiing.
One time.
The one time when I threw my skis and my poles.
Oh, when you threw your poles at the bush.
Okay. Yeah. Just pipe down. I'll get to it.
Yeah.
Then I could tell you about the celebrity that I met.
And I did meet a celebrity in the laundry room at the hotel we were staying at.
Ooh, the laundry room.
Then, of course, I've got my story about
how it wasn't a nice boy. She threw a ski pole at it.
Oh, no, see, that's another. That's a weird. That was a real boy, Sean.
Yeah.
The real boy. Then I do have my story about how I almost, seriously, almost killed myself skiing.
Yeah.
Okay, then we've got a movie to talk about. We love that movie, didn't we? The Jack Nicholson movie?
Yes, uh-huh.
We love that. My son's report card.
Yeah, he just got in the car.
He'll be glad to know that since I announced it on the radio, I guess 3 months ago when he got that D in the science.
Yes.
He got an A in science.
There you go. Way to go.
Great. So I couldn't be happier about that. And I guess, you know what I guess I'll talk about with you, honey?
What, boo-boo?
I will talk with you about your behavior yesterday.
What? I think you were wrong yesterday.
No, you were wrong. Now, listen to this. We got back from Colorado on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Our house was spotless.
Right. The housekeeper had been there. The house was spotless. The house was very clean. Friday night, my wife went to her mother's house.
Oh, there was a Freudian slip.
To get our dog.
That was the root of our problem right there. That Freudian slip. Your mother left to go get our dogs.
Our dogs were staying with my mother-in-law.
Okay.
So my wife went up to get the dogs, meaning that my son and I were left alone in the house Friday night, mm-hmm. all day Saturday night, and Sunday till about midday Sunday.
You know, this is not going to be fair because I'm driving into a bad cell, and my side of the story is not going to be told. I have that permanent...
Hello? It's starting to break up already.
Yeah, hello? Right. See, my side of the story is not going to be told.
Listen, I can get my side of the story very quickly. My wife comes into the house.
Okay, wait. Here's my side of the story, and then I'll have to break up. You were a slob.
No, and here's my side of the story. You were the slob. You were the you-know-what word.
No, you were a big, lazy slob, and you think I'm your mother and your maid.
No, you were Kathy C. Gifford. That's what you were.
No.
Okay? No. Here's what happens. She comes into the house, and in the kitchen, there's newspaper on the kitchen table.
Oh, you could say there's newspaper on the floor.
No.
I was going to say she leaves for a while when you're going to be there, and she puts newspaper out on the floor. No.
There is newspaper on the kitchen table. There's newspaper on the breakfast bar. There's a couple of plates sitting out. My son has his tennis shoes in the living room. There's a blanket that's unfolded. And there are two pieces of luggage that were not brought upstairs.
You don't even see everything. There was silverware on the family room floor. The cabinet.
There was one spoon. One spoon.
There were great stems on the floor. The luggage that we had got there on Friday hadn't even been moved from the foyer.
She comes in, and the door opens up on Sunday, and I go, oh, I'm glad to see my wife. My dogs are going crazy. I'm thinking, this is fantastic. I go, come here, give me a big kiss. I swear to God, I walked. I said, come here, give me a big kiss. And she said, no. Get away from me.
Oh, dear.
This place is a pigsty. And I said,
And it had been so clean, and you just waited till I got home. You couldn't even pick up a suitcase and move it from the foyer.
I moved. Hold on.
Your mommy, the maid, wasn't there.
No. The suitcases were brought upstairs where I knew where the stuff went.
I can tell that you guys have been together for 2 weeks.
God, in one little hotel room. Next year, we are getting three separate rooms, I swear.
You know, thank God Bart was outside with a friend playing. He didn't have to hear this, because here's what was going on. She says, you're a pig. I said, you're a... And you know what? I was using the big one, okay? I said, you're a you know what? And she said, no, you're a pig. I said, you're wrong. She screamed, you're wrong. I said, I'm not talking to you until you apologize to me. And then she said to me, I'm not talking to you until you apologize to me. And you're out of order. The whole trial's out of order. And then I said, all right, you know, get out of here. I said, why don't you go back to your mother's? And then she says, why don't you say something you really mean? Or she said, don't say something you don't really mean.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
She's gone.
Oh.
She's gone.
So anyway, that was at the tail end. That was yesterday. That was Sunday, just yesterday.
So she went away for a little while to get the dogs, came back, and the house was messy, and you hadn't put anything away from your trip.
I had put up... We had 7 bags that went with us on the trip. Uh-huh. 4 bags were upstairs.
Right.
3 bags were left downstairs because I don't know where they go in my cotton-picking house. So I left...
Dadgummit.
I left 3 bags right there, and you come through the front door.
Right.
And all right, there was some newspapers spread around, but I got news for my... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a picture of my house this Sunday.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring it in, and I'm going to show you that it's no dirtier than any other Sunday.
Will you be taking a picture of the outside of the house? Or inside?
No, inside.
That should be a series of pictures if you're going to do that. You know, each room should be photographed.
Hello?
And of the bags that were carried upstairs?
Yes.
Mark just told me he carried all those.
Right. He's a young man.
So you carried not, you lifted not one little tiny
bag. All I did was lift my whole family on my back to take you out to Colorado for a beautiful vacation.
Don't do anything. I mean, granted, you were.
I'm so tired of hearing this. You don't do anything.
But really,
my way. She's out there. I got to go get a manicure. First day we're there. I got to get a manicure. Oh, excuse me. I got to get my rub down. End of the day, I got to get my rub down. I got to get my armoire.
You're full of it. Who gave you your rub down?
Well, you did.
Hey, your mommy you made combination.
That's
mommy
right, mommy. You gave me a nice rubdown. That's very nice.
I would have to soothe you on the ski slopes. I mean, I don't even want to talk about the psychosis that we had to go through on the slopes just to get you down.
Listen, all right, here's the deal.
Now you're mad.
Listen.
Now
I'm pissed.
Okay,
now I'm
say
pissed.
This. Let me say, you were very, your skiing is incredible.
Hey, listen, shut up, you, okay? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm hanging up.
Now. All right, goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. She was pretty wound up, too, after this trip.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all wound up.
Y'all sound like you're wound up.
We're all wound up.
This was the scene when she came back on.
I can't believe what an overreaction she was making. I mean, it was a half hour till game time.
Right.
I got my Packers sweatshirt on. I got my Packers shorts on.
Right.
I got my cheese head there.
Mm-hmm.
I got my beverage. I got my potato chips. I said, honey, the Packers. Let's watch. She said, this place is a pigsty.
The Packers.
I'm going to the movies. I'm going to go see Amistad.
Good.
Go watch that piece of crap. Let me know when you want to see something real like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, if you really want to go see quality, see Leslie Nielsen.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Gentlemen, welcome back.
He's not bad.
You saw Mr. Magoo?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say.
I saw the Jack Nicholson movie, which is fantastic. Hello.
Welcome back.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Celebrity sighting.
Who?
I saw your buddy Matt Elliott after the Rams-Panthers game.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And what was he doing?
Did he hit on you?
He was not a happy guy.
Oh, really?
But, Mike, I had to ask him. I remember before break you were saying how he commented on his Michigan days of urinating in his football pants.
Yes,
Matt Elliott of the Carolina Panthers. Yeah.
Now, so you saw him, and the first thing you said to him was that story about the urination.
I sure did.
Okay, and what did he say?
He said, yep, that's the truth, and no one would know because the pants were yellow.
Yeah, that was the little tip-in that he had when he told me that story.
That's Matt Elliott.
And they did that in, like, steam and the whole thing. It was usually in the cold weather where they, like...
Do you run his fingers through your hair?
Don't get kinky.
Hey, I'm just trying to get the facts, sir.
Nope, he didn't do that. Right. I think he was dejected after the loss.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Good time for you to come up and ask him. Mike O'Mara said, you told a story about peeing in your pants during the game.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. I ran into a bunch of those Michigan idiots on the way back, too, on the plane back.
They're pretty passionate about their football.
Hey, I don't mind it. I don't mind it if you really went to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you've got some tie to the University of Michigan.
Yes.
But these were just a couple of yahoos who went out there on a lark and then were sitting behind me on the plane the whole way back, and they could not stop their knees.
They weren't alumnus of Michigan?
No. They're too dumb to have gone to college. They were like me.
You were able to figure that out right away.
Sure.
They had all the stuff. A lot of Packers stuff in the airports, too. You see a lot of... The Packers are a team that everybody wants to be a Packer fan.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Not me, Mike. I'm not a Packer fan.
No, you're not a Packer fan.
You should see.
Oh, man.
I got two Packers sweatshirts. I got a Packers warm-up suit. I got a long sleeve Packer shirt. I got a Brett Favre calendar.
I should point out today, though, that you are wearing the burgundy and gold of our Washington Redskins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you are. It's to be commended.
That's right, because my other stuff's dirty. I'll wear all my Packer stuff in the rest of this week.
You're having it cleaned.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you, I am so happy you guys are back from vacation. You make our afternoon wonderful at work.
Thank you.
Just top.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you had a nice vacation, although I'm sorry you're fighting with your wife.
Well, I'm always fighting with
you. Well, you should do. Okay.
Listen, we had two glorious weeks.
Wonderful.
You'd be very bored if I told you how much in love we were every day and all the mushy stuff that we did.
You know, you're probably right.
It's not until the last 2 days that everything comes crashing back down.
Well, very good. I'm so happy you're back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. This is Pat from Kensington. How are you today?
Hello, Pat.
Good to talk to you and good to hear you again. I saw Mike down at the airport a couple weeks ago.
You saw me at the airport?
Yeah, when you were going down to Fort Myers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my son Patrick was on the flight by himself.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. That was he was going on his first like big flight all by his onesies, right?
Right, yeah.
Did he have a good trip?
Sort of, kind of, no.
Really? What happened?
He just got a little sick, but he had a good time.
Sick, down the man. I'm glad I didn't befriend him. Boy, I just said, you know, hey, have a good flight, and then he went to his seat. And I didn't smell any puke on the plane.
No, I don't think he really did. I just think he had an upset stomach, nervousness, and all that good, kind of good stuff.
Well, he seemed like a nice kid.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And you all, happy New Year, happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, I'm trying now to remember. You know, when you've got my daughter, Elizabeth, who has a little reflux problem, you don't pay attention to anybody else vomiting on
the guy. I was going to say, you probably don't notice the smell of baby puke anymore.
Absolutely not. This was a kid, I think 13, 14 years old, that was flying by himself down to Florida. It was
kind of
neat.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You were talking about almost killing yourself on the ski slope.
Yes, that exciting story is still to come.
well, I'm looking forward to hearing about your Kennedy.
I was an almost Kennedy, okay?
I mean, almost. I'm sorry.
Almost Kennedy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How come it couldn't have been Kennedy, that annoying MTV VJ who hit a tree?
Wouldn't that have been something? That would have been really a lot better for humanity.
I don't even know anything about Michael Kennedy, but I know that would have been a better move.
Kennedy, the disc jockey
from MTV.
Just hurtling down the slope, right at a rock.
Or the bald guy. Who's the guy with the shaved head?
The guy with the separation between his teeth?
I don't know. He kind of looks like a grown-up. You know, in The Simpsons, the guy goes, he looks like a grown-up version of that.
Yeah, he's very, very obnoxious.
Hello?
Don.
Thank God it wasn't George Kennedy on those slopes, though, Mike.
Man. I mean, what will we do? I mean, the man who really...
Breath Assure.
...solely responsible for Breath Assure being in everybody's household.
Yeah. Oh, and listen, I have even had... Thank God I'm here. I've had no one to talk to about this ridiculous Jerry Seinfeld story.
Oh, yeah. And hey, NBC...
The official end of the world.
And listen, Dateline NBC, with all your journalism awards that you're touting now, don't Tom Brokaw try to palm off that crap on Dateline last night about Seinfeld's last episode as being a news story. It's pure promotion for your stupid network. And don't try to... How stupid do you think we, the American
they think
people,
we're
are?
We're very stupid.
You know, and
it's we're very, very stupid.
And analysts say that the Seinfeld episode will follow in the footsteps of great endings like MASH and also Cheers and have an incredible rating. Oh, okay, so you're planning that, brainwashing us so you can make sure that the Seinfeld episode has a great ending.
Sure.
Good riddance.
Genius of Warren Littlefield. Hello.
Hello, Don. How are you?
Great, my friend. Warren Littlefield is the guy at NBC who schedules the shows. Mm-hmm. I know that because he was featured in that HBO movie about David Letterman going crazy and going in his backyard and throwing softballs at a big archery target.
Made him out to be Warren Littlefield, a little bit of a Jeremy kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a Jeremy kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Don.
Hello, buddy.
This is Tom Elliott from Georgia.
Hello, buddy.
I'm one of your contest winners last month.
Uh-huh.
I received the Bop It not even a week after I won it, and gave it to my granddaughter.
Oh, that's great.
I thank you very much for making an old man feel young.
We always pause, you know, when someone calls for that because we...
Just waiting.
You know, for Christmas, I won the Bop It. I got it St. Patrick's Day. You guys can all go to hell.
Or, you know, I got it and she put out her eye with it.
Everything went fine, Don. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. Goodbye, old timer. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's Tom Elliott, everyone.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods. How are you guys?
Hey, hello, hi.
I got two things for you. One is a little old piece of information or business. I was curious to know what you thought about Aaron Spelling getting spanked by Hunter Tylo for $5 million.
Oh, that's the girl that was pregnant? I think we may have covered that.
Right, and was going to be on Melrose.
All right,
and
come on. Give us another topic. That's old news.
Okay, second question, the new news. Did you see Katie Couric this morning?
I did, yes.
Did you see the boots she was wearing? Were those things dominatrix boots or what?
She was wearing kind of a funky outfit today. I'll give
you that. I mean, you know, I was looking. I was like, are those like heels? And they're like 4-inch heels. And I saw where the boots came up, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Although, you know what? She's got a real little boy body, though.
Yes, she does.
Well, you guys have seen her in person. I've only seen her on TV. And,
she does,
you know, sure,
that.
She's not too bad.
And was this before or after you mainlined the caffeine tablet, sir?
Mike, this is Chris Farley calling us right now. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how did you know it was me?
All right, goodbye. About the Today Show, did anybody happen to catch the Today Show on New Year's Day?
Yeah, I think I did watch that a little bit.
Here's why I was surprised. We were getting ready to go skiing, and New Year's Day, best day to go skiing because all those other people are drunk and passed out in their rooms. There was nobody out there on the lift.
Right.
We were getting ready to go, and I said to my wife, because the television, our constant companion, is on,
right,
fourth member of our family, I said, why were they pulling all the first stringers? They got Katie, and they got Matt, and they got Al, they got Ann Curry.
Right.
And then we figured out it must be because a lot of people are at home, hungover, and they turned the TV on. They never watched the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
They did the most stupid skit that I've ever seen, where they had puppets. They had rat puppets.
I didn't see this.
And at one point, they were sitting there, and he goes, it's 7:08, I'm Matt Lauer. And the camera is like going crazy. And he goes, what's going on here? Real bad play acting. Yeah. And then they go to a shot, and it's just, it's a little puppet of a rat who's supposed to be running. And he goes, hey, I used to work on the Geraldo Show. Ha ha. And then they go, okay, let's go back to the set.
So it's supposed to be the camera operator?
Yeah, but then behind the set, like five other rat puppets came up, including one rat puppet that was, I guess, was supposed to be like a tour guide.
Why are they doing rat puppets?
I don't know. And here's my point. I've got a point with all this. They do this. It's 5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny.
Right.
Okay? It's like Katie and Matt talking to these rat puppets.
Uh-huh.
They get done, and they don't have a way out. Where they go, well, all right, that's it. Let's go to Ann in the news desk. And then here's what they leave Ann Curry with. They do a bad 5 minute bit with rat puppets.
Rat puppets.
And then they go, well, let's throw it to Ann. And she goes, death on a Colorado slope last night.
No.
Michael Kennedy, more tragedy for the Kennedy family.
You can't get them outside of their little box. You get them outside of that, and
they. What were they doing?
Total disaster.
What was the point of the rat puppet show during the Today Show?
Oh, dear.
And then what kind of a segue was that?
I don't get it. I don't get why they were there in the first place. I'm very surprised that they were all there in the first place.
Well, I'll tell you, and I've mentioned this before, I find that Ann Curry. Highly pleasing.
You really, you know, she covers herself up so much, though. She wears...
It's not even a body thing with her. It's more her voice, like, hello.
She's very breathy.
Good morning, Matt and Katie, and especially you, the fellow in his underwear.
With his nose pressed up against the TV screen.
Watching me right now, I'm Ann Curry.
Ann Curry. I'm an Al Roker, man. All the way.
Of course.
You know, that might be Ann Korean. I don't know what is her nationality?
I don't know. I am not sure, but it's isn't it C-U-R-R-Y?
Yeah, I was just doing a play on words. And Korea.
Do you think she there's a chance that she looks like she has a little Asian in her?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Very exotic looking.
Hello, is this Don Mike Show?
Yes.
Radio Gods. I was wondering in the movie, do you get to see Helen Hunt naked?
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that, too.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what does she look like?
Now, in as good as a... Well, let me save it, okay? Because I got a whole diatribe about her.
Body double?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Mm.
And, well, I will explain it to you. You don't see everything, but you come pretty close. You definitely see her back. And you definitely see the crack in her butt.
Really?
And you definitely see from a side view her boobs.
Any
How
hair?
Big are they? Are they real big?
Yes, my Helen Hunt has an incredibly hairy butt. Incredibly hairy. And listen, okay, that reminds me of something that
see
I don't...
a lot of hair on Helen?
That reminds me of something that I need to discuss with you and you alone during the commercial set.
Is that what your wife was asking you about or something? Or something to talk to me about? That always scares me about that. What?
It's about...
Is this going to embarrass me?
No, it embarrassed me.
Okay, what do you want to... Do you want to do it during the commercials?
Let me ask you a question. Do you have hair in your butt?
Hair on my butt?
In your butt.
In my butt?
In your butt.
Define in your butt.
Your bung.
Like the...
The
butt has so many different facets to it.
Like if you were bending over.
Yes.
And maybe you were putting on a pair of underpants.
Yes.
And you didn't know that someone was standing behind you.
Right.
And they look.
Yes.
And they saw that you had some hair in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I would have hair in there.
Okay.
Yes, I would have
it
hair
It is
in
my
there.
Contention that most people, I can't speak for women.
Right.
But it's my contention that all guys have hair in their butt.
Some guys have incredible amounts of hair in their butt.
You know what I said?
You know that guy that was here the day we had the Thanksgiving show? Remember the guy called the Loom?
I'm not talking about a guy that has hair on the outside of his butt.
No.
I'm talking about not
far up inside there or anything like that.
Listen, you will not believe the endless...
And right now, it's official. I am very glad to be back right now. I don't know why, but I am.
You would not believe the endless hours that my wife, my son, and I spent discussing this.
Really?
You mean whether, and they were arguing with you, they're saying it's abnormal?
Right.
No.
Oh, well, listen.
They couldn't be more wrong. Buzz, you have hair in your butt, too.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
But you do, correct?
Yeah, no, she sure. does.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Rob has hair in his butt.
Of course he does. And Rob needs to wear a hairnet.
They were saying it should be completely, like, baby smooth.
They were telling me there's something wrong with me. And then the whole time that we were out, all weekend, they kept saying, hey, butt crack hair. And I would say to them, there is nothing unusual with that.
No,
as
absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I said, when Sam Kinison, one of his best jokes ever, said, how can one guy look at another guy's hairy ass?
Right.
I said, do you think he's talking about the outside of the man's ass? Right? Am I right?
You're at, well, this is common knowledge for most people.
Not to my family.
I mean, I do put this in the category of common knowledge.
Not to my family. And I was saying to my son, who was the one who spotted it.
Mm-hmm.
Poor boy. I said, everything I got, you're going to get.
Oh, absolutely.
So what do you think? I'm the only guy in the world who's got a hairy butt?
No, lots of guys have hairy butts. Some guys have incredibly hairy butts.
Right.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
No, never mind.
Free to source.
No. All right.
If you see a guy that's got a tremendously hairy back, kind of guy that has to shave his neck, you know, that guy down there, a lot of extra maintenance required.
Okay, but you're with me.
Right.
It's not abnormal.
No, not at all abnormal.
All right. Thank you.
Scared me because, I mean, you led up to it because they had
you. Well, you don't know the pressure that my family, I swear to God, has put on me for the, I guess that it was on Thursday. It's been Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So if we had all said, oh, no, smooth, clean, fresh.
And I told them, I said, you wait till I get back to the show.
Right.
And I will ask Mike. I swear to God, I said,
thank you,
Michael, back me up on that.
Absolutely. I will back him. Pardon the pun. I will back you up on that.
All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we're back with our guest DJs, Beavis and Butthead. So, dudes, how about some music that kicks ass?
Cool. You said ass.
Kick ass. Yeah.
You wouldn't expect anything less from the Tri-County Region's ass-kickingest radio station.
Ass.
But before we get to the ass-kicking, Butthead, why don't you tell the folks about our next head-banging contest?
The teeth cooler
10th caller.
Gets a free tattoo on his butt.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, crack hair man.
All right, now listen. Let's have this discussion once and for all, okay?
Okay.
What you saw...
Dad, I can't hear you.
What you saw was not unusual. All men have it. I told
you... movies.
I told you... What was that?
Mom says she doesn't see it in movies.
Well, that's because guys don't open their butts up in movies.
It wasn't open.
What do you mean it wasn't open?
There are certain men that might not have it, but they're not real men.
You were bending over. You were falling fully straight up.
Oh, that is not true.
What?
That is not true.
Dad, how do you know if I'm looking at you? I didn't even mean to. I came in to take a pee. And there was a negative pouring behind staring at me.
Oh, my. Oh,
where's
my
Mommy?
What?
Where's Mommy?
She's next to me.
All right, put Mommy on.
What's up?
This is why I've been glad to get back here.
Harry B.
This doesn't... Yeah. Sugar Bear, this doesn't involve me. This was between you and Mark.
No. You brought this up to me at New Year's Eve. We were sitting down having dinner on New Year's Eve. And you brought up hairy butts.
I don't remember what. We were drinking champagne. It was
that's when the subject came up, huh?
Yes. Listen, it's not abnormal.
I don't
have an overly hairy butt.
Well,
I don't.
I have to. You, baby, I've seen you naked. You don't have to tell me.
All right. You've never commented on the hairiness of my butt before.
That's description.
Oh, come on. I don't have a hairy butt.
I have never examined that area. You know, I know the O'Meara's like to, you know, have something to do with that area, but we don't. So I have never noticed.
No, I think that is a normal thing. Having a hairy butt.
All right, well, then all you guys there will just have to line up for us so we can see.
I mean, check out the... Yeah, I don't think that'll be happening.
But listen, don't you feel bad now? The hard time you gave me all weekend about that?
No, it was Bart. And all I was saying was, when I've seen Tom Cruise's behind or somebody, I don't see... You know, that.
Well,
but
Tom Cruise doesn't, you know, bend over and say, take
a
look.
Well, Art says you won't bend it over.
There may be shaving involved, too, with major movie stars.
Listen, I could drop my pants right now and you wouldn't see any hair.
No, we're not going to be doing that today.
But I could, and you wouldn't see any hair.
Okay. That's fine. And I believe you 1,000%.
Well, I'm glad, listen, I'm just glad you guys, again, pardon the pun, would back me up on that. And did you hear? Even Buzz has hair in his butt.
Well, I don't think Buzz is perfect either. I mean, I'm not surprised that you guys there do, but I don't think your movie idol type.
I think girly men probably don't have hairy butts.
You couldn't shave the inside of your butt. Ow. Ow. And what if you cut yourself?
You'd have to wax.
Oh.
How would you possibly know where to put the little pieces of toilet paper?
Oh, no.
I didn't. I'll give it to your mom. I got to go, Sugar
Bear. Who are you talking to?
Here's Bart.
Who are you talking to?
Hello, crackhead man.
Would you stop it with that? Who's mommy talking to?
Dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's mom talking to?
Oh, no one. She's dropping Daniel off.
Oh, she's dropping. Oh, we're doing carpool. All right. I love you. I'll see you later.
What?
I said I love you and I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dad?
Yes?
You weren't bending over.
Bart, listen. Listen, now you're going to piss me off, okay?
Why?
Okay? I will pull down my pants right now and you could not see any hair, okay?
Dad?
Yeah.
I'm just quoting what I saw.
Yeah, okay, and I'm telling you that I was bending over to put clothes in the laundry. How would I know? Because I remember you opened the door and you said, hey!
But it's perfectly normal.
Yeah,
you're perfectly normal.
It is not normal!
Your father's perfectly normal.
Goodbye.
That is not normal, crackhead man.
Goodbye. You just wait.
Okay,
just
bye.
Just wait until you grow up. Goodbye.
Crackhead man.
This is why I could not wait to get back to work, okay?
All right? All of you.
Something came out of my butt.
You know, when everybody's in a hotel room together, mom, dad, and little boy, things are going to be said, things are going to be seen. You're all, it's too much togetherness. This is what happens.
No privacy. There was no lock on that door to begin with.
No privacy at all.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I'm with you. Nothing wrong with a little butt hair crack.
Yeah, see, now I know
don't make me the poster boy for this, okay?
No, I got it, too. That's all I'm saying.
Of course you got it. All guys got it.
Guys have hair in a lot of places that women don't have hair.
That's right. All real guys got it.
I only wish I had as much hair on my head as I have in my butt. as much hair as I got in my ears. Oh, Rob, would you pick that up, please? I don't even know. That's my family calling again to say something very hurtful to me. Yeah. And please tell them I don't want... Who is it?
It's Bart.
Oh, it's Bart. All right. Hey, hold on, will you, sir?
Sure.
All right. Yes.
Dad?
Yes.
Very hurtful.
Turn down the radio.
Lock on the door.
Barty, turn down the radio, please.
It's off.
Yeah.
There was a lock on the door.
I know, but it slipped. Because when you walked in, I had the door locked, and Mommy walked in on me when I thought the door was locked also.
Well, you're all family. You probably don't even need a locked door, but obviously now you will.
Yes.
From this point forward.
Double lock. Double
sure.
Lock. Okay?
Dad?
Yeah.
I honestly don't think that's normal.
All right, listen. Enough with this, okay? Enough. Goodbye.
Okay, Cracker Man.
Right. See you tonight.
Goodbye, Cracker Man.
Right. Whatever I got, you got.
Let down your golden lock.
I was going through that too all weekend, man. And the thing is, I'm saying to him, you know, all men have hair in their butts.
Sure.
And meanwhile, you know, the three of us would be skiing down the mountain.
More than enough hair down there.
And Frida would go, I don't think men have hair in their butts. Tom Cruise doesn't have hair in his butt while we're all skiing down the mountain together.
I should point out that most major motion picture stars, when you see that part of the anatomy, it's usually a long shot.
Right.
It's not a close-up.
Thank you. All right, goodbye, Bart.
Okay, Rapunzel.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye, Rapunzel.
Okay, man. Goodbye.
All right, yeah, goodbye. Goodbye.
So they were giving it to you pretty good.
Danny, everybody wants to know the limits of my patience. Mm-hmm. That's it, right there. Yeah. I'm at the edge.
You're going to walk in tonight and there is one crack here, man.
Oh.
Somebody's grounded.
Hey, in 15 years, he'll know.
Hello.
Yeah. Just what you're feeling.
Yeah, and you know what? The great thing about me, I'll remember, mm-hmm. and I will remind him in 15 years.
Well, I hope
that won't be too awkward when I have to... I want to prove it to him.
Yeah, but unfortunately, at that point, you'll have hair grown out of your ears.
I already do.
Hey, you guys were talking about Ann Curry before?
Yeah.
She's like a Pacific Islander, something like that. That's her nationality.
Oh, yeah, and you're an expert on that. Yeah, I can tell by this. She's
something like that.
She's a Pacific Islander or something like that.
I read it somewhere. I'm just trying to remember it, trying to help you out. But I don't know how you guys can like her.
I remember. I remember the article that said Ann Curry is a Pacific Islander or something like that.
I think she's a very sensual newsreader.
And don't put me in the category of the Ann Curry lover. I do not find her as fetching as my partner does.
More Curry for me.
I think she's like the high school woman that was like the second runner-up to the beauty queen. Was a bigger B.I. than the beauty queen herself.
I find her, and I've never said this to you, but I find her to be just a tad Amazonian.
Oh, is everybody going to gang up on me
now? No, I'm not ganging up on you. I'm just saying with Ann Curry, since this guy brought it up.
Amazonian is not always bad.
Not always bad, sir. I would like to see her in something skimpy.
Ann Curry is a solid 7 in my book.
Oh, man.
A solid 7.
Boy, you're aiming high there.
No, listen. It's just my own skewed...
I like the
spirit of my values.
She's no Jody scale. Applegate. She's not an Applegate. She's the one that does it on the weekends, right?
Jody Applegate's got a huge ass. She does.
You never see it.
Oh, yes, you do on the Weekend Today Show.
Oh, that's right, when they go out on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she does wear two tight pantsuits.
She does have a huge ass, though.
Who's the other? There's another news lady, too, I'm trying to think. And she's on another.
On Channel 4?
She's the one with the Elizabeth Vargas. I will take Elizabeth Vargas over Ann Curry.
Absolutely. Oh, I would, too. I would, too. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Hello. So long.
Hello, Don. Mike Show.
Hello.
At least we don't have to talk to North Turner today.
Yes. Thank God.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome back to work.
Thank you.
First time listener. And caller.
Oh, well, you picked a good show to listen to. Absolutely.
Oh, man, I'm shocked. So I had to call in, and I understand you're interested in the Hello Gorgeous Theater. And that's where I went for vacation.
In San Francisco?
Yes, I'm calling from Lodi, which is east of San Francisco.
Are you gay?
No, but the man at the desk is, and he hit on me.
Really?
At Hello Gorgeous?
Yeah, and that's now I know why they name it that. He said, Hello, gorgeous. It's caught me by surprise.
Are you sure he hit on you?
Are you sure you're a first-time listener and a first-time caller?
Yeah, first-time listener. And
If today's the first time you're listening to the show, then how do you know that we have a fascination with
I have a friend here that's been listening to you for years.
Let me talk to the friend.
Okay. But anyway, I was going
to
say it's
Let me talk to vibration. Let me talk to the friend.
Okay.
See, because I think in 1998, there's a very good chance that all of our crap detectors after the two-week rest are honed
okay,
and fine.
You're a long, long time listener. Here he is.
All right.
Go ahead and tell him he was there, too. We go to the
Listen,
table.
Will you shut up and give the phone to the other guy?
No, not yet. Tell him about the theater. Yeah. Tell him about what we were talking about.
Hello?
How can you have such an annoying guy as your friend? Is he very...
Well, you know he's an Italian, you know. Eats too much spaghetti.
Is he very old and senile?
No, actually not.
How old is he?
I don't know. How old are you? 40?
No. I can't believe that a fag would try to pick him up.
I don't know. I don't know how he was dressed when he walked in there.
Well, wait, what are you guys doing? Are you guys at the office or like you in your condo together?
No, we're at the office here.
Was the setup that he gave us true that he's never heard the show, but you've just told him about our show?
Right. Uh-huh. That's right.
All right. Well, we didn't really believe him.
Where's your office?
True.
What office is this?
Huh?
What office is this?
What
the T. Talbot Bond Company?
All right, you guys. No, this is at his office here. I'm getting ready to leave.
Yeah, you know what? There's something fishy going on.
They're not in an office.
You think so? Well, what are you guys doing? You guys are sitting there together, too, you know?
You're not in an office. You're in a room.
The guy with the hairy butt, huh?
You're in a room together.
I turned you on. You must be a fag.
Come on, just fess up.
There's nothing wrong. This show is fag-friendly.
No, afraid not. I'm married. I have a family.
Well, what
I'm
you
not.
What
Maybe you... he is. I don't know.
But you went out on vacation with this guy to a museum that celebrates the life and times of Barbra Streisand?
No. He went there. I didn't go there. Yeah. I didn't have anything to do with going there.
So then why did he call our show up, or did you call our show up?
No, he did. He did. He was going to tell you about going on that trip there, I guess.
Oh, so when he went to Hello Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the guy hit on him.
That's what he says, yeah.
And you are a long-time listener of the program?
Yeah.
And he is a first-time listener of the program?
That's what he says.
That's what he says. Do you believe him?
I Good question.
Have you ever kissed him? Have you ever kissed this man?
Have you ever kissed Mike?
Hey, don't answer a question with a question.
Have you ever kissed me?
You don't remember? I like all the rest, Mike. Hey, listen, I'm bored with you. I'm going to hang up on you now, okay?
Oh, okay. Have a right. Happy New Year.
Right. Bye-bye. And I don't believe that a guy hit on you. Because I think that generally gay guys don't go for guys like you.
Well, it's a pretty tacky place, too. The things in there, they're made out of cardboard, and she has this mannequin.
But listen, come on, the guy didn't
hit on you. With Bill Clinton in there.
The guy did not hit on you, though.
Come on, if you were just telling, if you were saying he hit on you just to help the story along, just be honest with us.
No, he said, hello, gorgeous.
Oh, he said, hello, gorgeous.
Well, that is the name of the place.
Yeah.
How did he hit on
you? Look.
How did he, what look did he give you?
Well.
Do you consider yourself a homophobe?
No.
Did he undress you with his eyes?
No.
Well, what did he say to you that made you think he was hitting on you?
Well, he asked about, I had a free pass, and my business says Good Vibrations, and he asked me, well, do you sell vibrators and stuff like that?
Your business is called?
And it was on Polk Street. It was on a kind of one of those tacky streets in San Francisco where they have all the porno places.
Your business is Good Vibrations? What is
that? I'm a mobile DJ.
Oh God.
I should have been alerted to that immediately. I could have hung up on you 5 minutes ago.
There's fun at your next party.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don!
I hate mobile DJs.
All right, now we'd like to bring in the bride and groom, and I think the groom hit on me.
Hello.
Don.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Let me clarify something.
Yes.
Do you have hair actually growing out of the hole, or is it just around the hole?
Now, I will say that when you first brought up the subject, I had to get that clarification, but we rapidly determined that that was not what the subject was.
No.
I think if there is hair coming...
No.
Hello.
No. You know absolutely nothing about my hairy ass.
If there is hair there, then I would recommend medical attention.
Hello?
Hello.
Really? You would.
It said that there was porno palaces on Polk Street. There's no porno palaces on Polk Street. That's a like in a upper end division of San Francisco.
Yeah, we figured he was lying. Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Now, see, now I don't trust that guy because he was fine until he, like, signed off like Jerry Lewis.
Thank you. Hey, lady. Hello.
Hello,
Don and Mike Show.
I'm calling about the butt hair.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have any, but I read an article in Cosmopolitan yesterday.
Yeah.
It's the new Cosmopolitan with Cindy Crawford.
Uh-huh.
And in there, a lady calls in or writes in and asks about what to do about her butt hair. That she wanted to get it waxed and didn't, she was embarrassed, and she tried shaving it. And the lady wrote, I'm not kidding. And they wrote back and said that
it was
a common problem, is what it said in there.
Right. Listen, it's not a problem for me, and it's not a problem for any other guy. It's a problem for my family. My family that I'm never taking on another nice vacation with me again.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You are hanging on by a very thin thread. And I dig that about you. No contract? Help me. I help you. Help everybody. That's my man.
Hey, I'm happy to entertain you.
Help me. Help me.
See you in Los Angeles.
Jerry, come on, man. Hey, see, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
The Don and Mike Show. You know that they won't let the kid down. Don and Mike.
Start the epic dance. As way of leading into our next segment...
Oh, God.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6...
Or 58.
I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say, thank heaven...
Sing it, Ed.
For little girls...
Hey, now.
Hey, Ed.
Now, we've had a fascination. Me more specifically than Mike, although I will say that you've... As Rudy would say, you're really coming along.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. I think I've showed a a good, healthy,
a healthy interest.
And I've shown, not showed. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You showed a healthy interest.
I showed a healthy interest. We're taking too many calls today.
Yeah. I love the porno magazines that feature women who are over the age of 50.
We've both been fascinated with these publications for years and years, but little did we think we'd have an opportunity to actually speak to one of the cover girls.
So as it turns out, you know, we got a national show, and it's heard down in Tampa on 1010 Talks, and this guy named Mike is a photographer for 50-plus magazine, and he's doing a photo shoot right now with a woman who's known as Big Red.
Big Red.
Let's go now live to Tampa, Florida. And Mike, are you there? Hello?
Hi, we're here.
There he is. There's Mike. Now, are you there with Big Red?
Big Red. I'll put Big Red on right now.
Please do.
So we're talking to the photographer, Mike, and Big Red, hi, Big Red.
Hi, honey.
Hey, baby. Hey, Big Red.
Who am I talking to?
This is Don and Mike.
Hi, are you Don?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Don.
Hi, and I'm Mike.
Tell Mike hello.
Hi there, Big Red.
Tell him you said hello.
Okay.
So, Big Red, how old are you?
I am 56.
56.
Isn't that marvelous, darling?
Are you hot?
I am very hot.
You're very hot?
Yeah.
Would you describe yourself physically to us, please?
Well, I have red hair, green eyes.
Red hair all over?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. How about your measurements?
38D, 24,
36. Oh, but another round of applause for Big Red.
Have you squeezed out any kids?
Have I what?
Have you squeezed out any children?
Of course.
How many kids do you have? And is there any chance that you might be a grandmother?
Of course.
You're a grandmother!
Yes. How many kids have you born?
I'm not going to tell you.
You're not?
No.
Well, that in my mental picture of you, I want to know if you have the body of a woman who has delivered one child, delivered two, delivered five.
Let me tell you something, darling.
Yes.
I will tell you this. I've had four kids, and
four
my
kids.
Body is so hot.
Pretty stretched out, I bet.
Your body is very hot?
Yeah.
And
I took care of.
Did Mike, the photographer, tell us that this is your first experience posing?
Yes.
For the publication? Wow.
So are you?
I never knew it would be so much fun.
Oh,
big
man like that. I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Big Red, are you naked right now?
Your top back down.
No, I'm not naked, but he's got me in this funny position.
Okay, why don't you get naked?
Could you get naked for us? Could you do that for us?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
Give me a minute. Mike, help me.
Take your time. Okay. Mike is the photographer.
Okay.
Point that out. There's two mics in the conversation right now.
Okay, now I am.
You are naked?
Yeah.
Totally naked?
Yeah.
Bravo!
Wait a minute, no.
Can you burn one out?
Stilettos.
Oh, you got stiletto heels on?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, baby.
So you're all naked except for your stiletto heels.
Yeah, and I got on earrings.
All right, now what we want is we want Mike to just set the phone down, and we want to hear how the photo shoot goes. We want to hear the direction that he gives you.
This is the very first live nude photo shoot on our show, and we're very excited about it.
Wait a minute. He wants to hear you. Give me directions.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, say what?
And, Mike, what we'd like is you can either hold the telephone, or if you got to use your camera, set the phone right by where you're going to be directing Big Red, and we would just like to hear the conversation as it would happen if we were not listening.
Yeah, we'd like to witness a live nude photo shoot right now, if that's possible.
Let me put this down right here and see if you can still hear me.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
All right.
Have you got me?
We got you.
We hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you loud and clear. Just go to it.
I got my leg up.
Okay. Take it down.
Oh, okay.
Hey, there's the sound of the camera.
Just slightly sideways.
Okay.
Put the leg back up on the stool.
On the stool?
The bar stool.
Oh,
all
right. Now,
I don't think it's that kind of shoe.
Put the boobies together.
Okay.
And come toward me.
Okay.
Real close.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. All right. Now, bend over.
You're listening to 56-year-old Big Red.
And Mike touch the ground.
Oh, Jesus.
What did he tell her to do?
Alrighty.
Kiss the ground.
Back up.
Okay.
Relax a second.
You relax.
Take a deep breath.
Don't block the booby.
Okay.
Just don't block the booby.
Guys, for real.
Here we go. All right.
Oh, this is on the level.
Sure.
50 Plus Magazine.
We got it.
Hey, would someone go back to the office and grab me one of our previously viewed copies of Over 50? So I give you a better detail of what the magazine's like?
I want to play peekaboo.
Very tasteful.
He's asking her to play peekaboo now.
Hang on. Just a little bit.
Tell her smile, say Geritol.
He sounds very professional.
Yeah.
All right. You got it. Okay.
Like he's wearing a smoking jacket and ascot right now?
Sure. Smoking a pipe.
Sit on the edge of the chair.
Okay.
Really on the edge.
Yeah, really on the edge.
This is on the edge
really
for us.
On the edge.
This is about as on the edge we get.
Put the legs straight up in the air.
Oh, my. Oh,
hey, listen, and while we're doing this, let me mention that tomorrow at this time, we'll be joined in a return visit by Mr. Methane.
Mr. Methane will be here.
Yes, from England.
Got it.
A guy who farts out songs.
On cue.
Got the picture.
He's being sued by Phil Collins.
Yeah. Yes.
I just want to mention anybody who's enjoying this segment.
More work on me or the model.
What was that?
I don't know who this is more work on, me or the model.
Well, I've got my copies of the magazine here now. Here's an issue of over 50, Mike. As you can see, it's still only $4.99.
Yes, and there's a cover, and that's what you're taking Big Red for the cover now, right?
But not over 50, 50 plus.
50
please.
Plus, the other publication. Plus. Yes, that's your competitor. I'm sorry.
Give me a break. Yeah. No.
Don is now looking at one of our over 50 magazines.
He's what?
He's looking at one of our over 50 magazines.
I love these magazines. For goodness sakes.
When he sees...
Hello, darling.
Yeah,
but he's Big Red, you'll forget all the other ones.
Now, you're going to send us a copy of that, right?
Well, I'm going to send you a bunch of copies.
Now, when does this see the light of day?
It's the September issue. And I think it's going to be out... I've got to wipe the perspiration off. Just a second.
Now, is there any way that in the liner notes that you write for this that you can mention that this was done on the nationally syndicated Don and Mike show?
I will talk to the editor and we'll see about that.
That would be terrific.
Let me give you back to Big Red for a second while I go collect myself.
All right, let's talk to Big Red now. Let's interview her after the first part of her photo shoot.
Sounds like he's getting a little hot and bothered here.
I am.
Have you ever had one of these photo shoots that turned into something more?
What, honey?
Oh, nothing.
Come on, talk to me.
Hi, Big Red.
Hi, Big Red.
Hi, darling.
So how do you think your first ever photo shoot went?
You know, I have to tell you that, you know, all my life I wanted to do it. And then I met Mike at a nightclub.
That's the Mike who's the photographer, not our Mike.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
thank you very much, Don.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
And
yes,
huh?
Go ahead, Big Red.
And never thought about doing this, and he mentioned it to me, and I love it. And the first layout that we did, no pun intended, he sent it to 50 Plus, and we've got a cover, and I'm so excited.
She's a cover girl, Mike.
Mike had explained to us, Big Red, that he was getting a little hot and bothered during the photo shoot. Do you find it... erotic to pose? Are you getting a little hot and bothered as well?
You bet your sweet bippy.
Oh,
yes.
My.
Anybody want to guess the year she was born? 1941.
Way to go. All right, Big Red.
1941. So you've been there through all of them, Big Red. You've been through WW2, the Korean conflict, Vietnam.
All the big ones.
Persian Gulf War.
Unbelievable. You've seen it all, haven't you, Big Red?
Yeah, lots of big ones.
Yeah, lots of big. She's focused. Now, give her credit for being so focused.
Big Red, have you told... Is there a Mr. Red in your life?
Of course.
Now, so you're married?
No.
No, he's just your boyfriend?
No, but he's the one that really encouraged me to do this.
All right, well, if he's...
He said the world should see it.
See your magnificent... Breasts.
I can't wait for you to see me.
Oh, I can't wait to see either.
Yeah, and you know something?
Big Red, how about your kids? Do your kids know you're doing this?
Of course.
They do.
Have they been encouraging Big Red?
They love me. And we were by ourselves. I raised them by myself and never did anything like this. And they were the first people I went to and said, look,
I want to do this. And they said, hey, go for it.
Hey, go for it, Mom.
Go for it. You know, I've got one that owns a big business, one that's a physical therapist, and two others that own businesses.
And one that's a puppet, right, on the Nashville Network. I'm talking, of course, about Shotgun Red.
I love that.
Just kidding, Big Red.
Hey, speaking of...
He calls me Big Red.
Why?
Because I got big red hair. I got so much hair on my head, you wouldn't believe.
What, you got like a big bouffant?
No, it's just big. It's naturally curly.
Naturally big hair.
Wow. Yeah.
Naturally curly.
Yeah, and...
How old is your oldest grandchild?
Oh, God. She is 17.
Wow. That, another round of applause for Big Red.
I can't wait for you to see me. You're going to love me.
Oh, I'm sure I will, Big Red.
Yeah, on the cover of 50 Plus, and of course, on the pages in between.
Yeah, and you know something? Like, we just did another shoot.
Yes.
And Mike sent it to Nugget, and they're doing it.
Send it to Maggot?
Nugget, no.
Oh, Nugget.
I've never heard of that publication.
What is Nugget?
Nugget.
With another woman, and I've never done that before.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, hold on there, Grandma. You were in a photo shoot with another woman?
Yeah.
And was it a younger woman?
Yeah.
How young?
God, I don't know what her age was. It didn't matter.
What was it, lesbian stuff?
I think she was like 26, 27.
Wow.
How do I get those pictures?
Honey, I'll send you some.
You sound like a naughty girl, Big Red.
Let me ask you something. Big Red, have you had any wine or anything today?
No, why?
I just sound very relaxed.
You sound very calm. That's because Mike's a good photographer, right?
I'm always relaxed.
Always relaxed.
This is the way I live my life. If you don't relax, you can't survive.
Were you relaxed during the photo shoot for Nugget?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Nugget. The full name of that magazine is Chicken Nugget, I think.
Chicken Nugget.
Well, this is Big Red. It's been a joy. Oh, we're going to play you out now with more of the song stylings. Ladies and gentlemen, Ed McMahon.
Hey there, Georgie.
Well, Big Red, we want to thank you for letting us peer in, if you would, on your first ever photo shoot.
We know you've got a few more minutes left, or perhaps a few more hours left of this photo shoot with Mike. He's toweled off, and now he's ready to begin again.
Thank you, darling.
But I certainly would like to see those pictures.
You will.
Because sad as it is to admit, I like those magazines. I do.
Why is that sad? That's smart.
Sure, yeah. That's smart. Why, look at this gal.
Oh, wow. I certainly hope you look better than the picture Donna's showing me right now, Big Red.
I'm sure she does.
Well, wait till you see me. You won't be unhappy.
See? Grandma in heat. 53 and still going.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at some of the pictures here in this magazine.
Oh, baby.
Looking forward to those pictures, Big Red.
Yeah.
Okay, Big Red. Nice talking to you.
Honey.
Send us the pictures from 50 Plus and the pictures from Nugget.
You bet.
Okay, bye, Big Red.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Bye, honey bunny.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Mike, thanks so much for letting us into your world for a little while.
Thanks for thinking of us, Mike.
Well, thank you for having me in your world.
Now, listen, just between us, are you going to try to close that deal tonight?
Absolutely. I didn't tell you what she was wearing when she walked in.
What was she wearing when she walked in?
She was wearing a spider web top that barely covered.
Uh-huh.
And skin tight jeans.
Yeah.
And spiked heels.
Wow.
She got varicose veins?
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
So she wore that off the street?
She wore that off the street into the studio.
Wow.
I think my lunch is creeping up. Mike, thank you. Please send us the pictures.
I will do that.
Thanks, right. Mike.
And thank you so much.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Sweet, merciful crap.
Oh, God.
I'd like to correct the rumor that senior citizens are not having sex. We are. We're just having it slower. Come to think of it, that's pretty good.
All right, well, that'll do it.
Wow, we thought it was 50 plus. We didn't know it was Nugget, too. Wow.
All right. That was Big Red, everybody.
Yeah. Big Red, a lady that enjoys her body.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Because this ain't about education. It ain't my
much about winning, and it sure as hell ain't much about basketball. It's about money. Just money. That's what it's about, Ed. And I bought into it. I bought into it big time. I'm a big part of the problem.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank likes the jumble, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Well, sitting there looking through a whole list of celebrity telephone numbers,
right?
Thinking that maybe we could do a quick edition of Underwear of the Rich and Famous.
Good idea.
And then I'm looking through all the numbers, all the celebrity phone numbers we have. Of course, the Van Pattens.
Yes.
Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Gil Gerard. Definitely your third tier of celebrities.
Of course.
You know, Larry Gatlin.
And besides, we're going to be at the Van Pattens next week.
Right.
Jake. At their residence.
Jake Steinfeld.
Hey, gang.
Body by Jake. Hey, gang.
Hey, abba dabbas.
And then I saw that we still have this number. Do you remember we were all excited when Larry from the corner got engaged?
Yes, sure.
But we actually researched and found the number of Larry King's soon-to-be in-laws.
In-laws, very exciting.
Now his actual in-laws.
Yes.
We have the phone number of Sean Southwick's parents.
Fantastic.
So we're not going to do a Underpants of the Rich and Famous. We're just going to call to see how the marriage is going.
Absolutely. What is it like, Cole? And also, what's it like now to be cool to have Larry in the family?
It's a frog. If your daughter gets pregnant, are you concerned that she's going to give birth to a frog?
Really?
I don't even want to think about her getting pregnant.
I don't even want to think about that either.
Bud.
Why?
Ribbit.
Zer. Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. We're doing a national radio show right now.
Yes.
We were wondering, is this Jerry?
Yeah, this is Jerry.
This is Jerry. This is
yeah,
Larry.
About a minute.
Yes.
Is this Larry's mother-in-law?
Sure is.
Wow. That's her. Sounds like some lovely music's playing in the background there.
Wow, they got that at home.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's pretty cool when you have Muzak on your system at home. Hey, Jerry.
This is Larry's mother-in-law.
Yeah, that's me.
Bravo! Hey.
Bravo! Listen, we're a couple of guys from Larry's past.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Larry will probably be real excited if you tell him Don and Mike called you.
Oh, he'll be thrilled to death. Hey, we're so close.
We just wanted to call to find out, you know, how's the marriage going?
Fabulous. How else would it be?
Well, just curious. We are just curious. And what's it like having Larry in the family?
Oh, it's fabulous. We love Larry.
Yeah, well, we do, too.
We're Larry lovers from way back.
Well, he's a wild man.
Did he give everybody, all the men in the family, did he send them all suspenders?
No, but we're slowly working into that. Some of the girls are wearing them, too.
The braces. Hey, did he invite Sandy Koufax to the wedding?
I have no idea, because that's down in Los Angeles.
You know, I keep reading about all the celebrities that Larry's inviting, Al Pacino.
And, of course, it's the reception. It's not the wedding, because the wedding already happened in the hospital.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So are you looking forward to the big reception?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have a good time.
Are you guys paying, or is Larry paying?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to see about that.
Okay. We just think these are the questions that our listeners want to know, you know.
Where do you buy? I'm sorry, I'm a little retarded here. I just live in Utah.
You're not seriously retarded, right?
Well, just slightly.
Yeah.
All right, that's a quote.
We're based out of Washington, D.C.
Don't quote me, please.
We're based out of Washington, D.C.
And don't worry, we're slightly retarded, too.
That's good.
People say that about us all the time.
Listen, and let me ask you something, Jerry.
Sure.
Did you get at all concerned when your daughter, Sean, called home the first time to say, listen, I've met Larry King, and I think I love him. What was that call like?
Yeah, baby.
You know something?
What?
It was a surprise, but I could not be more pleased, actually. Sean has finally found somebody that she's happy with.
Well, Larry does seem to adore her.
Yes, and they just seem so, so happy. I wouldn't begin to take that away from them.
Well, that's good.
Did you watch Larry's TV show before he got engaged to your daughter?
Yeah, occasionally. I'm not a big TV person. Of course, everybody, you know, gets so blasé. But, yeah, I like TV, and I love Larry's show, but I'm a little bit busy.
If you could, in one word, describe what it feels like to be Larry King's mother-in-law, what would that word be?
And you can't use retarded.
One word. Oh, my goodness.
What's the one word?
I couldn't possibly sum it up in one word.
Oh, dear.
Couldn't possibly.
Could you try? All right. About two words.
Two words.
No.
I'll give you a whole sentence.
Well, actually.
Could even be a run-on sentence.
I'm absolutely pleased that they're happy. And one word doesn't even cover it.
Okay. I guess we'll have to draw our own conclusions.
Yeah. Draw your own concussions there.
We will. Well, listen, thank you for your time.
You were very kind to speak with us.
And well, it was my pressure.
And the next time...
It was my pressure.
You're a real card.
She's a punster.
The next time you speak to Larry, if you would please tell him that Don and Mike send their best.
Well, where is this? I certainly must not get this show in Utah.
We're based in Washington, D.C., where Larry lives.
We used to be on in Salt Lake City. We have a national show, but our station folded because they went to an all Disney format or something.
Oh dear.
Our show's a little too racy for Salt Lake City.
Yeah, a little blue, a little ribald.
I certainly hope that you're pretty close to Disney with my stuff because I am total Disney.
You're total Disney. You know, that doesn't surprise me in the least.
I hate those laughs.
Okay. All right.
Mike and Don.
Yes.
Yeah, and have a great time at the reception.
Just tell Larry that his good friends Don and Mike called.
Okay.
He remembers us.
I will certainly tell.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got to read between the lines, of course, because you can't come out and, you know, it's a relative, right. So, you know.
Here's my first thought, and I know that I wanted to think this, but I really think this. She's not happy.
She hates it.
She doesn't approve of the marriage. She said more than one time,
right.
I just want her to be happy.
Yeah. That's
is something you say if...
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yes, that's what parents say.
Got it.
That's when they're mortified.
Nailed it.
That's right. She didn't say it, but we can read between the lines.
Sure. And listen, how about a slight bit of self-congratulations?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even ask her, how long the marriage was going to last or anything.
No, we're not going to do that.
We didn't mention that between the two of them, they've been married 10 times.
There's only one important part of that conversation that we wanted to make sure we got clear. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that she remembers our name so that at some point, you know, she will walk up to Larry and say, Don and Mike called.
And then his teeth will fall out.
Really? Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
And they also wanted to know if Sandy Koufax is coming to the reception. That's one of the people Larry said he knew that he made up.
There you go. Fantastic. Yeah, I read between the lines. That's a way, you know, when she said it's my pressure, that's just not the conversation with us. That might be the whole darn tootin' experience.
It's very hard to tell with someone who's on the telephone, but I think that she...
Yeah, you never know.
She might have been enjoying a tasty beverage this afternoon.
You know, that age group.
You know, I don't know. But I'm retarded.
Who knows?
That's what she said when she's retarded.
Probably. That probably started after the marriage.
Hello, Don and Mike.
No.
She never drank before Larry married her daughter. And I didn't even ask her about Larry violating her daughter.
Oh, God.
And the many ways that Larry might violate his daughter.
Sure.
Her daughter. And what about her with him?
Oh,
even worse. I don't know. If you're a mother, which is worse? If you hear that Larry King's doing something to your daughter, or if you know that your daughter's doing something to Larry King?
I think the horror is equally bad.
All of the above. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I just want to call and tell you that I enjoy your show. I'm a delivery driver and just hear you every afternoon.
You live in your car?
What?
You live in your car?
No. All
right. Good man.
House is smaller than my car, but it doesn't matter.
Well, listen, we thank you. You just called to say something nice, right?
Yeah. You guys are great.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.